welcome to another episode of If Lands Could Kill. I'm Knife City.
Sewing Crow.
Hot sauce.
And this is episode 117.
Boy,
coming at you. Hot, sticky, and moist.
I'd say hottest cast for at least a year.
Okay, so yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, what was the humidity up to? Like 80%?
Gross. It felt like Florida, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, still
does. And this is Southern California, where we don't put up with that shit too well. And up at my work, it was like pouring down rain.
Yeah.
And then I come down the hill.
Was it pouring rain and still like 93 degrees?
Exactly.
That's the worst fucking feeling in the world.
And then I come down here, and then it's like, it's just hot and moist. But no rain. It was super fucking weird.
There was flash flood warnings all through eastern San Diego, and none of it hit like where people really live and like in like the dense areas or whatever, but still it was like this town just doesn't we have any kind of weather that's off of like 70 degrees. We don't know
what global warming.
Yeah, we're going to
freak out. I'm probably going to take my pants off at some point in the cast.
Yeah.
Let's do it now, bro.
What about shirts off right now?
I mean
you're wearing a I'm with the Lord Jesus Christ Savior shirt on. Just be naked around dudes and like just be okay,
you guys
be okay with your sins.
You guys want to look at the acne between my pecs?
No, gross.
Jesus Christ. It's like a teenage boy shaving his chest.
His testes?
Testes. And his chesties.
Woo, chesticles.
His chesticles.
Chesticles.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
pretty much that way. Pronounced hair follicles on your nipples. No, thank you.
Just right around it. Little ring.
Yeah. Hey, when you were like, when you were going through puberty, did you think there was
one
something
day
wrong with
it all dropped, your voice cracked horrible
all day.
Yeah.
Just shitting, vomiting.
Next day you were a fucking man.
And then
I went hunting.
The problem is, it didn't give me the allotment for my dick to reach full potential.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, that didn't go in the hole. But the voice just went from like, hey guys, I'm Jace, to like, hey guys, I'm Jace, like right away.
Right, right.
And chicks were like, oh, baby.
And then once the pants came off, it was like,
oh,
they were like, oh, baby.
You got a Stewie Griffin dick, yeah. Oh, baby.
Oh, a baby.
Baby.
I forgot where I was going. Oh, like when you're fucking growing up and then like you see the pronounced hair follicles on your testicles, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I have these weird bumps on my nuts.
I was more like, yeah, I got ball hair.
To be honest, I don't remember most of that stuff, so.
I just remember like no hair was like really coming out, but there was like the hair follicles starting.
You had like chicken pox skin on your ball sack.
It was kind of weird.
But I mean, like chicken skin. Like,
chicken skin?
Well
it was delicious.
Like how you get like the goosebumps.
It was kind of like goosebumps on my nuts.
And I was like goosebumps on your nuts.
And I was
like you just awkwardly your ball hair grow really slowly.
I think I remember some around my shaft, like at the base of the shaft.
Yeah.
Not I don't think the nuts. I think it was like a little ring of them around the base of my dick.
Yeah.
I can remember the top of the dick for me, I think, for that.
Yeah, just one side, one little.
Not on the actual, on the dick, on the fucking pubis region.
Oh, okay.
You
lift
your balls up on the bottom.
No, not actually on my cock. You don't grow hairs on your cock, you weird fuck.
Inside of my hand, on my palm.
Yeah.
That's where I had it.
I mean, like, we all have, like, a little hair on the base of the shaft. It's not, like, going all the way up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Except for that one that comes right out of your urethra.
Yeah, exactly. The dick hair.
And then every 2 months,
you're like,
here's the day.
Bing! Yep, and then you cry.
For 2 hours.
One single tear.
Sad, sad tears.
One single dick hair tear.
Mine hurts more than that, so I cry for 2 hours.
You pull the one out? Just the one long...
That ain't
like
dick hair, it's
super
angry.
Super coarse old man mole hair.
It's like this,
coming right
this
out
one,
of
like, gray
of
hair
dick.
I have my beard that's, like, been, like, there the longest for how I'm growing it, so it's, like, this weird wiry
it's
thing.
Like a
you know, that's what my angry
like
dick hair is like.
It's like a pig's
tail.
It's like a pig's tail.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... You know when it's time to pluck it? The day when your piss stream doesn't go the correct direction because it's following the hair,
right.
and the surface tension on the hair is like is stronger.
And then you're
like,
dripping
like
pee on
physics
your nuts.
Is getting involved
right?
in your piss stream because of a hair follicle.
When
and you're like, oh my god, it's got to go today.
When you have to start doing equations before you piss,
yeah.
That's when you know it's
yeah.
time.
Yeah, you have to like do geometry and orientate yourself to like see like, all right, what's this arc going to be? Like, what distance do I have to be? What angle do I have to go? Like, it's like you're shooting a fucking mortar at, you know, in combat or something like that.
Like, if you throw a baseball up in the air, how many seconds is it going to take for it to come hit the ground? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you got to test the wind, right?
A certain amount of force.
My bathroom has minimal wind.
Yeah.
Like, hardly,
I like, to pee
like 7 miles an hour at the most. Like, that's it.
On a serious note, if I could pee outside for the rest of my life, I would. It's just...
I do as much as I can.
Yeah.
But
like
why
even
can't
at home,
you?
Like I do it at your place all the time. It's just more convenient
yeah.
to walk outside the garage. But even if I go, I'm at home. I'll be upstairs in my room. Like I can go downstairs and get some ice for my soda right now. I'm gonna pee outside. May as well.
Well,
like that's what a man does, as far as I'm concerned. I grew up peeing outside all the damn time.
I'll be at work smoking a cigarette, and then I'm like, okay, is there nobody around? Okay, I'm gonna pee outside. But then sometimes, like, you know, there's people around. I can't just be peeing outside.
The truck I have has those fucking those toolbox doors, you know, on the side of the truck, whatever.
Okay.
So my boss, he had the truck before me. There would be a porta potty like 30 feet away, and he would still just open up two doors to like make a little fucking like a urinal where they have the doors on each side. You know what I mean? Little window so nobody can see your dick. He would just open those things up and just pee on the ground like wherever he was, even like on a public street. Like he'd be on top of the bridge where the bus station is, people all around him, and like cars driving by and everything. No shame. Like literally open two doors, I'm invisible to the world, I pee right on the fucking ground. Like right on the sidewalk, whatever.
So
like dirty motherfucker, dude.
Rebuttal to your anger of this or your anger.
I'll piss in the dirt.
Okay.
Between these double doors all day.
Okay.
Not
but in rebuttal to your disgustedness that you have against this, you being a construction worker yourself, how many horribly bad porta potties you've been in?
I mean,
this is your boss. He's been doing it for 20 years.
Honestly,
than you have.
Not that many.
Well, that
I'll be honest, like not that many.
You don't work, come on,
I don't
come
like
on.
Going to porta potty.
You work around a lot of Mexicans. You've been in some bad fucking porta potties.
We have different ones, dude. It's segregation, bro.
Okay, well, yeah. Lucky you.
Yeah, different water
fountains.
Those
who get fucking gnarly. I don't blame him for peeing on the fucking. Just saying, fuck it. I'm not going to goddamn nasty ass porta potty.
Yeah, they only drink like soapy sink water. We don't. We drink the fucking Arrowhead.
Well, they eat off the fucking Roach Coach every day and some nasty shit on there.
Sparklets.
Sparklets.
Sparklets. Drink.
Sparklets is the best water, really.
It is the best water. Because it's a fucking the mountain water.
Yeah, river
water.
From the mountain.
Not goddamn Dasani fucking. We get tap water and we fucking shove.
Fill it up in the bathtub.
Yeah, that shit's
with
fucking
chlorine
garbage.
Tabs.
Absolutely. It is. It tastes like fucking. I don't even know. It tastes like minerals, dude. And I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
So anyways, Dasani is the worst bottle of water.
Yeah, or the other one. Or Deja Blue. Fucking garbage, bro.
I'm not sure I have that one.
It won, like, one Coke one's one and Pepsi one's the other.
Okay, well, same.
That's why
I
say. So it's the same thing. It's just that they're, yeah. They're not affiliates yet.
I like 7-Eleven water.
The brand?
It's no. Like the spigot outside. I like to just go up to that.
They have like their own
the sink next to
like
the coffee machine.
Like the business next to them does not have the same water pipe going to it.
No,
like the whole city does, but that 7-Eleven is like we demand
one.
And well, it's actually the same water. They just have a filter that adds smelly
yeah,
additives
they run those,
to it.
They run it through those Tokidos first. They just like have it. They shove them in the pipes one by one, and they run fucking water through all their taco and cheese Tokidos. And then out comes delicious taco-flavored water.
I'm actually getting a contractor from 7-Eleven out here to fix my bathroom.
He's like, how are we talking about chicken jalapeno? Are we talking fucking
they made a good choice
to
go with the taco-flavored water over the hot dog-flavored water, because that's never good.
Yeah. Now, we recommend you start with a jalapeno to get onto the taco and cheese so that the...
To cleanse the palate.
Yeah. And yeah, so you just do that. You run through like four of these things, a little bit of a break through...
Well, that's where the hot water heater comes into play, is you just fill that with the jalapeno ones, and that way it's hot.
Oh, you know, Matt, like you don't even need that anymore, right? You don't need, like, literally temperature is not an issue.
Yeah, that's not... Because
if
really,
you get poured literally scoville water all over you, you're like, I'm good to go.
Your whole body's going to turn red, and you will heat yourself up. I mean, it's science.
How hot is water? Oh, it's usually about 102 degrees Fahrenheit. It's like, not at my place. I got like 800,000 scoville
units
at my
place.
Yeah. Like, wow. That's...
Jinx, show me a wow.
Well, speaking of...
Are we recording right now?
So...
Is it a magic podcast?
If anybody is still listening, Corey Neese...
Tom Porter. That guy's relentless. That guy's like day one, like
responding.
He's like, I gotta go home sick, guys, because like I have to listen to Flams Could Kill.
Yeah,
because he'll like send us a message about like the last 10 minutes of the episode, and I'm like, dude,
it's been
we released it 4 hours ago, and it's a 3 hour episode, and you're literally just already done with it. Like, you are so on top. So thank you, sir.
Yeah,
was he the one who sent us the cards? No,
no, that was old Rune Fist.
My bad. I ain't trying to fucking. Yeah, Tom Porter only texts.
In essence, that was a hint for you to send us cards, yeah. No, that's what he was getting at here.
Stupid people.
So anyways, how's your guys' week been? The old tried and true podcast.
It's
been like
that.
6 weeks.
It's been a minute.
Let me go real quick.
Just, dude, do it.
Super quick. I went to Comic-Con.
You went to Comic-Con.
I went to San Diego Comic-Con 2017.
How many times have you been to Comic-Con?
I've been to 0 times. Well, 1 time now.
This was your first time.
Absolutely.
Wow. So all the other SDCC promos you got were because your mom went.
Yeah,
right?
I just tell her, I'm like, hey, when you get, she's in line to buy other stuff too, and I'm like, you're just obviously buying me that, like, it's no issue,
bitch.
And like one of them, she like got the person in front of them to buy it. So okay, we'll start off with that. I bought myself. Just kidding, I didn't buy it. the Comic-Con set, right? So I was using, allegedly, I was using a badge that was not mine.
Right? Allegedly.
Allegedly. My name, allegedly, was Frank. No, my name was John, my bad. My girlfriend's name was Frank.
At Comic-Con. That's what you call in the bedroom, huh? Pretty,
yeah.
When she's pegging you?
Yes. We call her Frankie. So
I got a knife on that one.
You just rarely hear the word pegging out loud, you know? We all know what it means.
But. Like, Doc is like, you know, that's a joke. Like, that can't be real. I mean, it's real, but it's,
I've seen, I saw a picture of it for the first time like a week ago.
Probably
I saw a picture of Doc a week ago. I was like, fuck! I was hoping to go my whole life with only imagining and knowing what it was, unless actually seeing it.
Probably in like 2005, I found this really funny docking picture, and I saved it, and I'm like, this is going to pay off one day. But really, I never sent it to anybody. I occasionally see it when I'm like looking for other shit, and I'm like, oh, that's gross. So really, it's...
Yeah, I've seen the real ones, like, you know, here and there randomly, but there's a cartoon, like, animated, like, drawing one, like a meme, and it says, oh, it's like a guy and a girl laying in a bed, and he's like, oh, thanks for getting my feet warm, honey, and she has her feet in his dick skin, you know, they're just wrapped around her entire feet. It's just not right.
Wow. Impressive.
It's like, oh, yeah, yeah. The world's finally my extra dick skin does some good.
World's an interesting place, for sure.
So anyways, Comic-Con's weird.
Comic-Con. So let me say I was using, once again, allegedly, using my badge to go buy the Comic-Con set. And I get in line, which the line, by the way, like, it was literally, like, free reign. Like, there was no line. I was just, like, walk right up to the people and, like...
Is this on Saturday or Sunday?
This is on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So I was told that there's like a line, you got to get there early and all this shit. I just fucking walked right in. Anyway, so I go to get it, and as I'm like talking to her, I'm like, "Oh fuck!" I said that out loud at first, and then I realized that I was saying something really, you know, I was saying profanity out loud in public.
There's
and
children.
I grabbed my wallet, and I'm like, "This does not say John," and I don't have cash. So I was like, "Ah, this is not gonna work out." So I
gave her my check your card when you buy something?
Well, no. Well, yeah, they do. Okay, so check it out. It's only one per person. Yeah. So you have they ask for your card, your badge. They remove the innards of the badge. They open it up. It's like a fold-out. They put a stamp on there that has all the items on it and a little X, and they, like, circle the X when, like, you buy that item.
Okay.
So, like, Ninja Turtles has two items, you know, and Magic has one item, and so, and whatever. So anyways, they're like, okay, can I see your badge? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I give them the badge. They take it out. They open it up. They put the stamp on there, and they circle the magic thing. And they're like, all right, so it'll be, it's like $180. Way more expensive this year for some reason. So I'm like, all right, cool, here's my card. I gave them the card. Doesn't say John on it.
Right.
And they're like, okay, so I thought, and she's like, flips it over. She's like, I thought your name is John. And I'm like, uh-huh. Well, that is, I'm like, that is not my card. Not, you know,
right,
around
right,
it.
Of course.
Like, that is not my card. I'm like, I'm using someone else's card to buy it because they're helping me pay for it. And she's like, okay, well, I need to see your ID for this card if you want to use it. And I'm like,
you
okay.
chose the wrong one to
no,
tell
no, no,
the different
no.
name.
No, what's that?
You should have said, no, that's my legal name is this, but I
no,
use
she was
my
asking
nickname.
For, she was asking for the ID, like, already. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I know. So
when
you should
she
have
asked
told
for the ID, she's like...
Your card name was real. And she should have told her that the Comic-Con badge was a different name or something.
No, because then they would confiscate the badge.
But you just say it's your name, but, like, not legally.
I'm just letting you know that I'm right in this situation.
So how'd it go down?
So anyways, I was like, okay, well, no problem. I'll just buy it later. I'll get cash or whatever. She's like, well, we can hold it for you. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. But she's holding the badge the whole time.
Right.
And I'm like, uh-huh, okay. You know, like, okay, yeah, no problem. I'll be back. And she's, like, holding the badge. And she's, like, looking at it, like, thinking. And I literally, like, move my hand in slowly and put my hand on it. And then she lets go. And I just, like, get the fuck out of it. Like, literally, not, like, running. But I'm like, I take it. I fucking beeline while walking to the back of the line or whatever. Where my girlfriend's waiting, and she wanted to talk to me about something that she was like saw on like the magazine, and I'm like, we gotta walk. And she's like, what? She's like getting mad. She's like, what? Hold on, I don't even know that. I'm like,
listen, bitch,
I'm
like, now's
just,
the time.
Just now, just hold on.
Listen, Frank, we gotta go.
Frankie, we gotta go. So I ran out of there. Anyway, so I had my mom buy it instead. I'm like, mom, just please go in there and buy it because I was very scared. So that happened. I was very scared. So we went and we saw some panels. And I'll tell you right now, being at Comic-Con, where all like the fucking booths are and all the, you know, merchants are, fuck all of that. Fuck that a million times. I don't never want to go in there again unless it's like the very first hour or the very last hour. Like, it is, let me tell you how packed it is. I'm walking around and it's like hard to get through everything. Then some celebrities came. I'm walking right by the booth where the Supernatural booth.
Okay.
And the two guys from the show walk out from like the curtain, and I'm like 20 feet away from them, 15 feet away from them. They're right there, and everyone is like,
Jared Padalecki, oh my God!
Yeah, they freak out, and I'm like, cool, I take a picture of them, you know, like, why wouldn't I? And then I'm standing there, and I'm like, okay, I can't move. Like, everyone is frozen, and everyone, the security is, like, freaking out. They're like, you guys gotta move. Like, everyone's gotta just keep a steady pace. Like, this is fire marshal. We'll fucking shut this place down. Like, you cannot do this. And I just sat there for over 10 minutes, just literally not being able to move forward, backward, left, or right. I just was, like, shoulder to shoulder, squeezed tight, and I was fucking
You're, like,
frozen.
like on an Asian train?
And that's how it is. I'm just, like, I literally would have to, like, yell at somebody in panic and shove my ass off to move anywhere.
Oh, you could have started a riot. Should have done it.
Started a riot. Yeah, so, no. I didn't do that.
Riot.
But, Riot. So that happened. Throwback. Okay, so panels I saw. I went to go see Simpsons
That's
and Family
a Zoot
Guy.
Riot.
Did not get in.
Okay.
The line I thought was one length, and then it was like an outdoor line, and then it went indoors, and I was like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
It's like the guy you're hooking up with lied to you and said his dick was one length, and it was actually a different length.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was gonna opposite.
But it wasn't even a funny dick. I don't know. It should have at least been like comedy.
You were already there. You should have still sucked it. I mean.
Yeah, so we were in line for like an hour and a half. I saw, Mr. Daniel Delgado, fucking big fro.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of funny. Anyways, I'm in line for like an hour and a half, and I see the line, and I'm like, "We got like another hour and a half, and we're gonna miss the panel." Panel is like going on for Simpsons right now. We're trying to wait for Family Guy, and I'm like, "We're abort." Anyways, we get out of there, we get another line, and we get into see two shows that I don't care about. There's one's called The Magicians,
right,
and one's called The Expanse. So they're both sci-fi shows. So The Expanse is basically like, it seems exactly like Battlestar Galactica, but like with a less good cast. That's what it seems like. But it seems like a good show, but when I was like hearing the cast, like it didn't have like the synergy, like the fucking connection like some other shows.
Yeah.
The Magicians actually had a really good connection. They all seemed like really, really good actors, but it was about magic, like literally magic. And like, it seemed like, what is that called? Not,
it's, when what's you say, the when fucking, magic, it's not like magic tricks, it's like, like real world.
It's
like
magic using, magician like school.
Using, yeah.
And it seems like it's one of those like love story oriented shows or something like that. You know, everyone's
the
like
dark
pretty
side of trying to like, kill other magicians. Yeah.
It seems like it's just like love story intertwining forever, and that's all it is. And magic's like sprinkled on top for no reason. So anyways, we were there because after that was going to be the panel for the Guild 10-year anniversary, and then Broad City. Have you guys seen Broad City yet?
I've wanted to since it came out.
I swear to God, you guys, if you're into raunchy shit, I don't fucking think there's a raunchier show. They are, like, literally saying anything they want. It's like Steel Panther, the TV series. They're like, it's this dude just came all over my face, and he didn't even blah, blah, blah. And I was like, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit, and I slapped his fucking boner, and blah, blah. And they just go off, and it's, like, super, like, girl powery. And they just say, like, cunt and cum and fucking all these sex words like non-stop, and it's really
moist.
Funny moist. It's like non-fucking stop.
This is the makers of Workaholics.
They what's that?
For the makers of Workaholics,
yes,
correct?
Yeah, but it's way like,
yeah, I
God
know.
Damn,
I remember when it was first like trailered and previewed before it actually came out. I was like, so, like other people I knew hadn't seen like, the trailer yet. I'm like, fucking, this show looks amazing.
It's fucking, it's really funny. Yeah. Like, it is outstanding. So like in the newest season, I know that they bleep out the word Trump like it's a cuss word, and it makes it so funny. Yeah, there's like, yeah, so anyway, it's fucking, it's good shit. So we saw that. The Guild was really good, and then the next day we got in like this whole early line or whatever to see Supernatural. And I didn't want to see Supernatural, but I mean, like, obviously Kelly wanted to, so I'm like, that's fine. I'm just going to lie. I'll go with you.
Jensen
I don't
Ackles.
Care. So, yeah, right. So we get in the fucking the big hall or whatever. What's up?
Did you guys ever watch The Guild at all?
Oh,
I've seen all
show.
Of it,
yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's very good.
So I was, like, playing World of Warcraft at the time. Yeah. It's, like, loosely based on World of Warcraft, you know?
Yeah, they can't actually make it.
I just thought it was the fucking most hilarious
so
shit, because when you're, you know, in that sort of situation, when you're in a guild or something like that, like, the stuff, at least in, like, the first season or two, was just fucking comedy.
No, the whole
gold.
Thing was good. Yeah. All the way to the last season. Good.
I remember I randomly came across it and was, like, mid-season two, and I was like, this is incredible, and was just able to, like, go from the rest of the journey there, because there's only, like, every episode maybe like 5 and 15 minutes long.
Right.
It was, like, this
so
short web series.
The old bald
like,
guy?
It's great.
So funny.
Oh, God. Yeah.
He's, like, seeing him, like, on stage, you know, in the panel, whatever, he's just, like, cracking, like, the crappiest jokes ever, like just like the ones that like get under people's fucking skin. He's just talking mad shit. And there's this girl that like one of the question people that ask questions at the end was wearing a bikini because it was like part of her cosplay or whatever.
Okay.
And she was like super nervous or whatever. They were talking previously about how they were working at a porn set for one of their shoots or whatever. And so he like brought that up and said like, were you one of the extras at like whatever? And totally pointed out that she was like a porn star. And she was like super nervous. Like, so it did like, not like
not comfortable.
She was
skin.
Like smiling like I don't have how to react to this. I'm literally
I would
and
like
the whole
to
crowd's
cover,
like I'm frozen in fear.
I would like to cover myself up
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. It was one, definitely one of those. And then
my ass is sweating.
That, the camera's like on her like belly button up. And the camera starts panning out like the big screen. And I'm looking over to Kelly. I'm like
no,
who is that operating this camera? Like, don't do that. Don't do that. She can see herself, bro. So that happened. They were great. They were the best panel we saw, like, easily. Even Kelly was like, that was the best panel for sure.
Nice.
And she has no idea what that show is, but she were really funny.
It's like four seasons long, a total of an hour and a half. Like, everybody who likes any kind of nerd shit should watch it.
It's great. It's really good. So anyways, the reason I'm even bringing up most of this panel stuff is just besides the Guild and Broad City, is at Supernatural. So we're waiting, we sit down, whatever, okay, thing starts. The whole thing, this guy comes out, hey, thanks for being here, whatever, we got something really special for you guys, hope you guys enjoy. Lights turn black, and whatever. And then all of a sudden you hear, carry on my wayward son. And the fucking band Kansas is right there on the stage.
What?
Playing a live show. Like,
that's
literally
awesome.
Like the, so they have like the big screen in the back behind like where the people are, where it's probably like a 100-inch screen or something like that. But now they have these curtains that go all the way, like 400 feet on each side, that start going back, and the screen, the widescreen, expands out like literally a 500-foot fucking little reach around. You know what I mean? Like three panel thing. I was like,
that's a big reach around.
Yeah, it's huge. And anyways, Kansas plays fucking Carry On My Weird Son, like live right there. I was like,
that's fucking
get
cool.
The fuck out of here. Because I'm not there cool. for them. I don't care about their damn show. But I was like, up like, fuck yeah, you know? So I guess that's what they do, is like the panel thing, you don't know what's going to happen. But a lot of times, like exclusive shit, they'll like give you like exclusive, like you'll get like cool gifts or whatever. Otherwise, they had like the Star Wars panel one year. They literally had, the same thing where they had like, all right, we're gonna have something special for you guys. Everyone get out of your seats, and in an ordered fashion, like, we're gonna walk out of the building. And they walk out of the building, and the San Diego Symphony played John Williams music live, like a private concert for them.
Nice.
And it's like, what? So that's the kind of shit that can happen. So anyways, fucking Kansas.
Nice.
That's pretty much the whole thing, dude. I got magic cards.
I hadn't heard about that. I knew Kansas was playing in San Diego recently.
Oh.
Around that same time.
Perfect.
I had no idea.
That's probably why they did it. Though. Yeah, it was amazing.
So they lined it up, though. So
I bought a couple of shirts. I bought like a Daredevil shirt. It's just like a fucking, it's like the plaque, and it just says Nelson and Murdoch on it.
Oh, okay.
The law offices. So it's like that. So anyways, it's like the subtle.
You haven't watched on Netflix yet?
No.
Go watch it, dude. It's worth it.
It is worth it. But anyways, I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
If you don't know.
Two words, like, Ben Affleck.
I knew you were going to say that. And you're not wrong. That's what people think of, and that's why it's so shitty. They did a whole dummy in the movie, but the Netflix show is
the new
really
guy's
good.
Super good.
That's what I've heard. It's really good.
It's worth a view.
So, like, it's cool because it's one of those shirts that, like, you have to know to know what it is. It's not something that says anything Daredevil. Not even, like, on the back, you know, or top, whatever. It doesn't have any of that shit.
It's like the version of, like, a secret bar. Like, downtown is a bar called Prohibition, which is part of a different bar. But on the door, it's one of those doors you walk by, and it says law offices of this or so-and-so.
So you have
no
idea.
You have to know the bar that's there to actually know.
It's like if you wear the Demir symbol shirt, like, and it doesn't say anything, just the symbol.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know.
This guy likes spiders.
Like, yeah, a fucking spider?
Yeah, literally, like, just a Rakdos symbol. They're going to be like, that's
is that
cool.
Fucking, is that Venom's symbol?
Is he a Satan worshiper?
Basically that. It's one of those things. Yeah. And I was trying to buy some shirts for myself, but all the ones I wanted were, like, Borderlands shirts, where they had the brand of the guns you can use in the game, like TDR and Maliwan and all these guns. And that's cool, because they didn't have any logos except for their logo and some cool little action-y thing, and ones were either not in my size, in a really crappy shirt material, or literally just out of stock. I'm like, oh, it's fucking frustrating. So that, and then I bought, which I got, how I got you guys your gifts, I bought a $55 Star Wars crate, mystery crate.
Nice.
And so it said like $90 of the value in it or whatever, so I opened it up, and I just opened a bunch of random Star Wars things. And one of them was a R2-D2 pizza cutter, that when you mix the sound when you push it on the pizza. The other one,
we just still wish we went, wah!
Yeah,
really the fucking yelling noise.
But I do have a R2-D2 cookie jar that when you open it, it makes a noise.
Nice.
I have a Kylo Ren little doll that you squeeze his tummy and he makes little noises and stuff like that. He goes, I'm Kylo
Ren. Where Daddy Vader touched you.
I'm Kylo Ren. And some other shit like that. I forget what else there was in there, but it was cool.
Yeah, like it's like one of those paper, not mache, but paper like foldable things. Where
you fold it up and it makes 3D objects.
It was a nice thing that I can make with my son, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to say it's like the best thing ever, but you know. It's a bunch
still
of random
appreciated,
shit like that.
You know.
That's the Comic Con story. That's pretty much. It went over. I went over time on that one. Sorry, guys. Let me see what else we got here. We got
over time. We have limits.
Yeah. Right.
Since when?
PUBG.
Oh my god!
Right.
You finally
I
into
just
it?
Got it, but I haven't played it yet. Ooh, I was hoping to have someone talk about it. I got it on PC.
I know. Well, it's only on PC.
He's gonna get it on PC. We're skipping the Xbox thing. It has been decided.
That's fine. I don't give a shit. I don't have enough PC.
He said that before the cast were talking. He's like, oh, so I bought it. And I'm like. Soen Crow just told us like a couple weeks ago that it's coming to Xbox. He's like, I have no recollection of this conversation.
I've been talking about PUBG for like 2 months now.
I remember talking about it, but I don't remember the Xbox conversation.
So yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and fucking probably tomorrow.
I'm not gonna give you shit for like if I had anywhere decent enough computer where I was able to like play it with in any kind of quality, I've been playing it for fucking many hours at this point. But for me, I'm going to be on the Xbox One when it comes out and be excited to play it there.
Yep.
I don't blame you guys for getting it there. For getting it now, it would be sweet to be able to play teams and squads with you guys, but whatever.
So,
you
know, the reason I know about the reason I got it is because, as an additional push, I went to a wedding this weekend up in
Kalamazoo.
Livermore or whatever. Basically, San Francisco.
Kalamazoo sounds cool.
Kalamazoo's.
Yeah.
Kalamazookies.
Something like that.
Yeah, so we're up there, and there's a wedding up there, and then four of the guys in the wedding, they were all playing. They've been playing recently, and I'm like, well, fuck. There's like a bunch of people playing now. I can totally.
Oh, so my review wasn't good enough for you?
That's only one person, bro. No, review's not the problem. It's the how many people are playing because it's a multiplayer only game. Like, me playing by myself's got to not be fun, probably.
No, I disagree with that.
Yeah, that's why I don't like Battlefield because by yourself it's not fun, but with people, it's probably the best game you'll ever fucking play, basically. So.
This game is way different than Battlefield.
Anyways, moving on past that. So, this wedding I went to also, $100,000 wedding.
That is stupid
dude,
as shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a great and amazing scenery.
Hey, dude.
He spent $100,000 on one day.
Don't worry about
fucking
that.
Stupid.
What happened? This is
stupid.
Okay, so who got drunk and ruined it?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
You know who.
You?
Yeah, absolutely. So anyways, the wedding was super good, though. But one of the groomsmen or whatever got the groom a $400 bottle of bourbon or whiskey or scotch or something like that. I think it was scotch. And the mother... That basically like paid for the wedding, like she paid for it herself, whatever, or the husband did, or whoever else. She saw the bottle in like where the bride was or something like that, and she was like, "No, no, no, we're not having any fucking drunk accidents at my $100,000 wedding." That's where we found out how much it cost because she splurted that out.
Of course she did. She had to throw that.
She's like, "How dare you fucking bring out? We're not getting anyone drunk and ruining this fucking wedding." She got the bottle, and it was like. Less than halfway full, but she dumped it down the sink.
What?
Whoa.
What a fucking whore.
Bitcheroonies.
Crazy. Not
just
my
put
bottle,
it in your goddamn fucking closet. Go
yo,
put it in your car.
We can
you
talk
dump
about
it on the sink.
We can talk about
fuck
it all
her.
Day, bro. Just grab that
fuck
out of his hand.
Her.
It was like, she was like super pissed that they brought the alcohol in before the wedding, and so that she fucking dumped that shit.
Fuck
I would have been pissed if she fucking poured down Jack Daniels.
Me right. too. But
or Black Velvet.
Yeah.
Dude, like,
Jesus. Dude,
we like, don't have, none of us have money.
I
this
mean,
is like, the wedding was like a fluke, basically, because not even the guy that's getting... No one I know has a lot of money. So this is not a thing. Like, weddings in normal way... If you see, like, a $20,000 one, you're like, fuck, they're going all out. You know what I mean? So so that happened. Also, the groom, he got a 4,000-square-foot, one-bedroom apartment... As his, like, you know, what everyone's hanging out and partying during, like, the wedding weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's literally, I'll show you guys pictures later.
It's fuck pad.
But it's like a bedroom, a bathroom, a kitchen, and then, like, over 3,000 square feet of just, like, game room. Like, pinball, poker tables, full bar, fucking huge stereo.
Stripper pole?
I don't think so. It was all sports themed. I don't think it's stripper pole. Maybe, I don't know. I actually don't remember.
There's gotta be one that, like,
it was crazy, though. It was just, like, it was just. The pictures will be
this
fucking
can't
ridiculous.
Be only used for classy established settings.
We get the address to where it is. We see like a picture before we go there. And we're like, holy crap, the place looks amazing. So we take an Uber from our hotel to the place, and we get dropped off at a tire place, literally a tire shop. And the Uber driver's like, so what's up? Like, is this where your friend's house place is? And I'm like, he says it's here. I'm guessing like it's in this complex somewhere. And she's like, okay. I feel weird dropping you guys off here because, like, it's just straight up no houses for like a half mile. It's just like industrial complex. And I'm just like, I don't know. We'll just see what happens. You know what I mean? And so I guess watch out for us. Maybe we'll jump in the car and run away, you know? So we go in and, like, you walk through, like, normal double doors with, like, the, you know, 3275 fucking, you know, street address and big things on the glass.
Literal industrial.
Literal, like, literal, writing, like, yeah, just literal
everywhere
business
in America,
complex.
You know, industrial complex.
Exactly. It just looks exactly like that. We walk in, we go up the stairs, and one of the, like, where you would see, like, a small law firm or something like that would be in this thing. Instead of all the walls are broken down, and it's just, like, and all the ducting is all, like, exposed in the ceiling, and it's just fucking game room. And they said, when you got the place, they said, like, just make sure you guys aren't loud until 6 o'clock p.m. Because when everyone's doing the business,
yeah.
And then everyone's gone. So it's like, yeah, like, we're going to be loud at midnight. We're not going to be loud at fucking 5:30. Like,
let's
shut
do
up.
Some blow and fuck some hookers.
All right, enough of me. That was crazy. We were partying our fucking asses off, and everyone got way too drunk, and it was epic. And one guy did get out of hand, for sure.
Nice.
And we know who, so. Anyways, moving on.
I'm still double D?
Yeah, triple D. Triple D is what we call them. But yes, double D.
The Daisy Dukes, all right.
Daisy Dukes.
All right, I guess I'll go next. Not too much happened. Doing some wedding stuff. We got our save the dates.
I saw cupcakes.
Were they good? So we got saved dates, we got our invitations, they're like fucking Mario themed invitations, they're fucking badass. We went to two cake testings, one earlier this week and then one this morning. One was at like a cupcake shop, but they also make cakes, and so we just tried a bunch of cupcakes.
Cupcake shop that also makes cakes.
Who'd have thunk it?
I know, right? I don't. But like, you know, when you go, you're going for like wedding.
Like cornering the market. That's what I'm wondering. Like,
you go to a cupcake shop and you're like, really? This is for like, this is where we're gonna get our wedding cake, where they make fucking cupcake. That's the
I
whole.
I can honestly
shit.
Say to you, I've never had any kind of thought process on what you're talking about right now.
Well, it's fine. Continue.
Okay, so anyways,
discussion for after the cast.
Yeah,
shaming, ridicule.
what?
After the cast, I just said
okay.
It. We're good.
If you don't get it, don't worry about it.
I'm not even on your guys'
just
side
continue,
tonight.
Just
like,
continue.
Why are we? Why?
Just continue. I'm not.
So the cupcakes were delicious. Cupcakes were great.
Do you have any in the fridge?
I don't. We ate them all right there.
Yeah. Come on.
They were great.
At least
do you have some Wisconsin
cheese curds?
No cheese curds for you.
I know, right? If you go there,
this guy's a selfish prick. Jesus, you went to Comic Con, you brought presents. You went to cupcake eating and didn't bring us something?
No, fuck you guys. So the cupcakes were all right, but the price was good, but it was the
Did
lady.
Did you go to the place in Santee?
The place in Santee where they make the dog cupcakes.
Bro,
I don't know. Right, like that complex. Place.
You don't like that place?
No.
The Rubio's?
But I've only had them once, so I mean, I may just be like a fluke or whatever.
It's where the library is.
Yeah. And I was like, I had them, and I'm like,
the library still?
That's the one I was talking shit about. If you remember us talking about it like a while ago, yeah, I was talking shit about that place.
No, I thought it was really good.
That's good then. Then they either changed something or I just had a bad sample. Because I only had one.
Like,
but I was like,
you know what the most.
Or, like, everybody's taste buds are different. Maybe he liked them, he didn't.
No, because mine was, like, dry as shit. So that's not a taste bud thing. That's just, like, a fucking. You guys don't know cake baking 101.
You weren't going in there for wedding tasting. They didn't give a shit about your.
We got the fresh stuff.
You know what I mean?
You probably ate one of the dog cupcakes.
They threw on the dumpster for the bums to have.
No, sir.
This guy won't know the difference. He's so unsophisticated. Come on.
Sir,
he has not no idea.
Do not want this. Very old.
Please do not. So anyways, the best one was like the just plain vanilla with vanilla frosting. It was like the best.
Was it cream cheese vanilla frosting?
I don't remember. Okay.
If it wasn't, you did it wrong.
I don't. Dude, I'm a guy. I'm just like, I'm going to eat shit. And
I was just saying that there's like a couple man-to-woman crossovers where men can be a little woman-like, and cream cheese frosting is definitely one of those things. Like, you're allowed to stand up for that.
Because, yeah, that is the
bee's knees. You can say, like, why are you being such a fucking woman about it, and why do you care about your frosting? It's like, because have you ever had it? It's fucking...
Yeah, like the fake fluff, or you had cream cheese frosting?
This was my breakfast, so I didn't really care. I was just like, I want diabetes for breakfast. So anyways, that place is all right. And then we went to a different place, actually right down the street. And this place, like, you walk in, and there's just, like, all these, like, badass fucking cakes on display. Like, custom. All these Star Wars. They had a fucking big-ass BB-8 fucking cake.
I would love that.
That looked amazing. Like, it was just perfect.
They're, like, 30,000. You're, like, fucking
Is this spot across the street from the Goodwill?
This is over by GTM. It's called Eccentric Cakes, I believe.
Okay.
Anyways, and then there was a bunch of pictures of different, like, cakes they've done. And there was, like, Star Wars. There was a couple other movie-themed ones. There was, I saw, like, a Kirby one in the back. Anyways.
Kirby would be cool, too.
So
that guy, you know what? That guy's under-fucking appreciated. Yeah, I don't like that.
Nobody fucking...
Have you guys seen the yarn?
Kirby's Dream World was the best, one of the best game.
Have you guys seen the Kirby's Yarn game?
No.
I'll show you a fucking trailer.
Yeah, I know of it. I'd play it, but I just... God,
that game's fucking beautiful. All right.
I'm definitely a fan of Kirby. I beat Kirby Dream World many times through on road trips. Like,
oh, shit.
Back when we didn't have lights for the Game Boy, like, legitimately, while you're playing at night, playing between lampposts and hoping you don't die between jumps.
Yeah.
That was the shit.
Yeah, and you got the flashlight mounted on your shoulder, mm-hmm. and you're like...
You have, like, a book light, and you're like, this is going
to
do it.
Yeah. So, anyways, we go to this place, already impressed before we sit down. We sit down, lady comes out, she starts talking to us about what we want. And as soon as we mention that we have, like, a Nintendo-themed wedding, she's like, hey, Sally! Or, like, whatever the... whoever.
She just stops talking to us, like, we got some more nerds!
And this fucking lady comes out from the back. And,
dresses Mario.
Yeah, and she's like, it's me, I make a cakes. And, no, but she's like, hey, they're having a Nintendo-themed wedding. She's like, awesome. And she, like, starts describing all the other cakes she's made. And this lady's, like, on board. I guess she's a huge nerd, like, plays D&D. Like, I was like, do you play Magic? She's like, no, my husband plays. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, whatever. I don't care about you anymore. So anyways.
You're like, I literally
I'll
want
play
like
against him
cake.
For the price of the cake. If I win, yeah. you guys buy it.
You want a Demir cake.
If I mill him out.
Okay, if you made a Demir cake, which side's his and which side's hers? We'll do it to you, and then what's her?
I think mine, I'm the black side. Okay. Yeah.
Just gotta ask. Yeah. Ask the hard questions.
Yeah, just fucking...
I guess I had to go opposite of that, because women are more evil, so that's probably the black side.
Well, blue is evil, bro.
I'd say women are more manipulative, okay, so that's the blue side. Okay,
yeah. Boom!
Boom!
Argument settled. Makes sense. Done.
Count it.
Literally. Yeah, that one is fucking...
You got me.
Here, listen to this.
You got me.
Listen to this. Book has been closed. Literally done.
So we're talking, and we have...
Open this book again. Hold on.
We have a couple cakes in mind, and one of the cakes we have in mind, it's like, you know, like a three-tier cake, and each tier is like...
Tell me each stage of Mario, like first three
stages. It's a circle cake, and each one it is a different level. So the top one has, like, the clouds and everything. It's like original Mario.
Oh, okay, so like the platforms.
It has, like, the square clouds, And then the second tier is the underwater level. And then the third one is, like, the underground level. Yeah.
The black and gray one or whatever?
It was, like, level 2, world 1.
Yeah.
Or
it's blue one, right? Uh-huh. It's a little bit blue.
Or it might have been a castle. I couldn't really tell from the picture. So anyways, and then we're, like, going off, and so the other lady comes over, and she's like, oh, you know, talking about...
Side note question.
Yeah.
In the original Mario's, what's your favorite... Because, you know, each different version between, like, the sky levels, the water, and the underground has different music. Favorite music between those three?
Oh, the underwater level, for sure.
Disagree.
Oh, that's what I think.
Whoa.
Thoroughly.
Level 2, world 1.
Yeah, the underworld is easily the best music.
Now I like the...
There's a reason we need your closer. Mental waves here. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I hate that one the most is because it's blooper. Dude,
yeah.
Fuck that guy.
God damn it.
He's the worst.
He makes noise, too.
You guys can't hang? Is that what's going on here?
Dude, oh, fuck loops, dude.
Come on, bro.
Anyways.
1,000 spikes, bro. 1,000
spikes. So anyways, we're talking.
That's a valid question, though.
Yeah, that is a pretty good question. And then ask for, like, the toppers. We're going to get, like, 8-bit characters of ourselves to be put on top. And then she's like, oh, we could put some, like, piranha plants over here and the yada yada. She was all, like, stoked about it, you know what I mean? She was, like, excited to make it.
Behind the ones you get made for yourselves, just buy the fucking Nintendo Amiibos. There's 8-bit Mario and 8-bit Peach you can buy to put behind you guys.
Well, she's like,
I don't care, it was a good idea.
She's like,
that's it! End of conversation!
She'd do something better.
She's like, no, I'll go into Photoshop and print it out, and then I'll make it on sugar paper and, like, all this shit.
With
and I was like,
your fat head? Come on.
Well, that's a lot of paper, you know? We have to pay extra for that.
Stone Crow is sexy as fuck, but a dirty goat-fucking piece of human garbage. Who wrote this?
Yeah, for some reason that's
True statements are true statements.
Some reason that's on the show notes.
I tell you, it's not goat, it's sheep.
Whatever. Well, farm.
The difference to me.
Animal. Anyway, so it was just cool that this chick was, like, super excited to make it, which the other lady was... Like, okay, yeah, I guess we could do that. Like, whatever.
Figure it out.
Yeah. And even though this place is more expensive, she was just, like, totally down. And to see, like, their previous work, like, on the shelves and everything, it was
sometimes
just like...
Sometimes when it's right, it's right.
Yeah. And so we're probably going to go
with
them.
Get the warm fuzzies. That matters.
Got the fuzzies and, like, all the
like
cakes...
Like me and you, Crow.
All the cakes fuzzies. We tested were pretty bomb. So pretty, and okay. Like at the other place, cool. At the other place, she didn't even offer us fucking water or milk or anything to drink. So like through the third,
they're already the driest cupcakes I've ever.
Like the third cupcake in, I'm like, man, I really need like something.
You say that loud to her.
You're like hinting at it.
Did
or
you
something.
Say it loud to her?
No, it was fucked up because like she put us on like outside
joke,
in like, the patio.
No, okay, I was gonna say you should make like jokes, like milk jokes, like cupcakes were a bad choice or something like that. Like, get it in her head, like milk. You know what I mean? Like,
so,
got cupcakes, you know, or something like that? Like, anything to, like, oh, he's thinking that he wants
man,
milk.
What
okay,
is that
I get
drink
the hint
that, that cows produce?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, this place was just much more accommodating. So, that was fun to kind of nail that down. Like, I don't care about a lot of parts of the wedding. But
how,
like,
has the wedding stuff been fun so far, though? You enjoying yourself?
For the most part. I almost died.
Hey, real quick. She's not here, be honest.
I almost died the other day because we were sending out the fucking the save the dates. And then that episode of Seinfeld popped in my head.
This is my out!
Because she was loading all the... she was writing all the addresses and I had to load them and then lick them. And then I'm like, I'm going to die. So I licked my finger and then I dragged my finger across. Because first of all, that shit tastes horrible, and I was afraid I was going to die.
Also, literally wet sponge. Like, just literally that, and then you're done. That
would've worked. Yeah, yeah.
That would've been smarter.
You're like, literally plate, sponge is filled with water, put your finger on it, wipe it, it's like that.
I like the idea of you risking your life, though, was a Seinfeld
yeah.
style.
Yeah.
I'm getting fucking paper cuts on my tongue, I'm super dehydrated. I got my,
just
I'm
like,
moistening.
One of those can dehydrate, you know, like, dry up your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, I'm moistening my mouth like an old man.
So, other than that, fuck, I had some good shit to talk about. And I never remember. I never write it down.
PUBG's next week.
I'm not, smart like you guys.
Made that comment, though, I was trying to say, I'm coming over. I'm playing with you. We'll take turns. Give me a chance to play the game, please.
Oh, you haven't played it yet?
I have not played. I've watched many hours of people play.
You gonna borrow $30?
Not the problem. I don't have a good enough computer.
Borrow $1,000 to get it.
Because the thing is, like, really low, right?
I understand that, but okay. I don't want to play, because there's already... it's still in beta, so there's different issues from time to time, and so if you're playing in, like, less than 30 FPS, you're going to be lagging like a motherfucker. I'll just be frustrated and, like, end up not liking the game. So I don't want to fucking buy it early where
gotcha.
I'm going to be shitty with it and piss myself off right. before really...
I was saying that literally, I was going to have a LAN party at my house.
I'm down.
I mean, that's literally what I was going to do.
I'll take a day off of work. I don't care.
Yeah, I told Joe, I was like, LAN party. He's like, I don't know if I want to take apart my computer. And I'm like, but how fun does it sound? He's like, really fun. I'm like, well, that's the answer. Like,
yeah.
It's really
I don't want to take apart my computer.
Everyone in the same fucking room, just like partying our ass, like just fucking yelling at each other and being loud and stupid all
style.
Night. Old school style.
Fucking get some balls, some Mountain Dew Code Red, dude.
I've never
some...
even owned a laptop besides like really like hand-me-down like Windows 2000 shit. So like... I've always had to bring a monitor and desktop and all that. It's like not a big thing to me. Throw
in
the backseat, done
deal. I used to fucking carry around CTR fucking monitors.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah.
The big boys.
Yeah. So, anyways, as for what games I've been playing lately, I've just been on this fucking binge with this shitty free game on the Xbox, or at least it was free with Games with Gold, Speedrunners.
Are you still on that?
Speedrunners, it's such a fucking great, like, party type of game where, like, you have, like, four friends in the same room, sort of. But I don't have any friends. I mean, I do have friends, but I want you guys in my house. So I just play with people online.
Are you assuming our friendship?
Yes.
Are you assuming my gender?
Yes. So...
You're safe. I got a chance.
So I've been playing that a lot lately, and it's just... I can play it for, like, an hour or two, and then...
Are you assuming we would even want to hang out with you?
Yes. Yes, I am. So, anyways, if you're
He's
on
right,
the...
You know.
If you're on the Xbox and you play that game... Holler at your boy.
By the time this episode comes out, he won't be playing the game anymore, though.
Yeah,
I finally am friends with Cyborg. Cyborg. Gay robot?
Yeah.
Gay robot. Friends with him on Steam, so we'll try to get... He's playing PUBG. I see it, like, every day. So I'm like, another guy in the fucking crew.
I'm going to buy it tomorrow. Literally, by the time this comes out...
Buy it tonight, download it tonight. Is tomorrow payday?
Yeah, tomorrow's payday.
It doesn't take long to download the game.
It took longer than I thought.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually like 7 gigs or something.
I guess
that.
7 gigs? That's not bad.
I can't speak.
No,
to
it's
that.
Not bad, but it's still like
the patches.
How many assets do they have? That's the whole thing.
Oh.
So
Yeah, I shouldn't have said they long to download, but each time they release a patch, they're doing constant patches, like on a schedule. Every time I'm watching a streamer do that, they download
the patches really quick. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Assumed.
That's fucking it for me. If I think of anything cool, I'll interrupt you guys.
Just don't assume my download time, dude. Don't assume my fucking internet speed. Download speed.
So let's start off with the bad news to kind of blow through right now.
Yeah, let's get to it.
All right.
I'm fucking pumped.
Pretty bad.
I'm pumped. I'm going to
just
right
like
now.
Everything we talk about on the cast, everything is free game for shit talking and jokes.
We'll give it some time.
I'd probably like to just skim past this a little bit. We can talk about it a little bit if we want to, but you're getting excited about getting married. I'm getting separated.
So officially.
Officially.
Like literally like
documentation. She is moving. Oh, no, we're not involved in government right now. But she's moving out.
Just a little separation.
Not a break.
Physical
like,
separation.
Legitimate separation.
Sorry.
Pretty shitty.
I can't really joke about that. It's kind of like,
fun. I figured you guys wouldn't, you know, overall, but like, again, like everything,
all right, well, now I have to.
Everything is free range and whatnot. Everything
I want to, but my heart's not in it, you know?
Yeah, it'll come to you eventually, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, pretty shitty. Worst part about it is just, you know, for my son. That's who I'm most worried about. Yeah. Basically, I mean, it's kind of like the Charger. For me, it's kind of like how the Chargers were for 5 years. I knew that was coming so I was able to kind of mentally prepare myself for it. With my wife, it's been coming for probably 2 years. And so, like, you know, I am fucked up from it. But I've had, like, I'm kind of emotionally jaded on a lot of things. And so I'm able to deal with this a little better than people around me are expecting me to be dealing with it. So, shitty.
That's good. No, it shouldn't feel good.
You've just
good,
been drinking
obviously.
Your feelings. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I'm good at zoning shit out. I'm really dealing with it, so... Just drinking and having a good old time. So
I have this meme, one of my favorite memes from like 10 years ago, and it has I don't know what like the you know how, like every meme image has like a meaning behind it where it's like the aggressive whatever the hell or the this and that, you know, there's always like a reason why you put that image up of that thing, and this was of like a fucking wolf like growling like fucking really aggressive shit, and I don't know what it means exactly. I'm guessing the word I said three times already is aggressive. Anyways, it says, she dumped you into a sea of cock-hungry women. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of true. Like, women love cock, and now you're available to share that cock with all those women.
To that note, I mean,
are you married again already?
No. But I was like, I was going to say after talking about this, I was like, well, on the bright side now, I can hit up your mom on the weekends. Like, not to hit up, not for to use your mom, not like that, but to, she has a place downtown.
Create an actual relationship. So
now I can pick up the girls in downtown bars and just take them to your mom's place. And,
yeah,
and
my mom's
downtown.
Studio.
Yeah.
That has no...
She can watch.
Yeah, she will have to.
She'll
be
sitting, she can join. She really
wants. She's like sitting in the bathroom crying like, I wish they wouldn't. Be in my house.
So, you know, just, you know, I'm going to use her as a second.
It might be worth it, though, when she's like, when the chick you hook up with is like, that's it, and then you hear, like, and then she walks off.
Thanks, Mom!
And then my mom's laughing, like, I've seen it, too.
This is so pathetic.
The other thing that's also easier with dealing with this, I do work at a bar, and there's people, a lot of interactions. And it's just kind of funny. It's like
a lot of interactions.
Well, with people.
I got you. It's just it's funny. I don't know. It's funny to me.
Funny word.
Funny to me. Funny to nobody else.
Like the day after this whole shit, this whole thing went down. Like right off the bat, working downstairs, and this girl walks out like, "Oh, my friend thinks you're hot. Are you single?" And that moment, like every time I've ever had that happen before at the bars, just happened. You know, I've been working downtown a long time. I'm like, no, I'm not. And so that moment of like, fuck, I guess yes, I am. Like I'm not ready for nothing, but I'm like. Yeah?
You're ready to get a fucking BJ real quick, if you're ready for.
So, hey, maybe we can go find that girl from the GP. You know what I mean?
Which one is that?
Remember? That fucking girl who was, like, zoning me out fucking...
Yeah.
I was, like, trying to make, like, funny jokes, and she's just like, boop, straight.
Oh, dude.
Straight sober girl.
I got something for you. Yeah. I forgot about the wedding. Okay, that night, one of the guys there... is single recently also, not from marriage, but like he was with this chick for a while, but he's triple D. He's just not the guy that we want to hang out with a lot of times. He's like, he has a lot of good things about him, but he's like more trouble than it's worth a lot of times.
So like, maybe like one out of every 10 times, there's this hilarious story.
Like the funniest, you know, like so funny.
And everything works out in the end, and then the rest of the times, it's like, you're just shaking your head like,
He probably listens. I think he listens to this cast.
He does?
So, yeah, fucking bring it on. Who cares?
Dude, what's up, dude?
Shut up.
Thanks for listening.
Greatest response ever. It's So anyways,
I'm actually like, thanks, man. That's okay. Awesome.
Did he really?
That'd
be hilarious.
Yeah, so anyways. So he is with this chick, like from the, I don't know where she's from. She's not from the wedding party, but she's like at the wedding.
I'm excited because I love all his stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm super excited. This is
like my story almost. So okay. Anyways, no, it's a simple story. God, did you hype it up? You're all smiling.
So I'm excited too. I didn't know the guy.
This chick is there, and they're talking outside, and everyone's like, they're just getting frustrated because he was a big pain in the ass the night before.
Right.
So everyone's kind of like sour over the night before. And now he's with this girl talking outside, and someone was like, he's already got someone in his trap, you know? And his Venus flytrap. And I'm like,
Venus flytrap.
I'm like, I've had fucking 6 glasses of wine. I'm going to go talk to her and get her the fuck out of there.
Oh, what a dick.
So I fucking over there and literally like pull up my fucking chair like in front of me like a fucking asshole. And I'm just listening to them talk. Literally listening to them talk. And I am just talking as much like non just like you are a piece, this guy's a piece of crap kind of stuff. I'm literally like trying to be as smart about it as possible, and she is not listening at all. She has the blinders on, like she's so blind. She hears it, and I say something bad about this and that, and she's just like, she'll be like, oh, I think that's cute or something like that. And I'm like, god damn it. And I just try, and then
he's got you in the cock beam.
So homie's got a mustache right now.
Oh,
like a really
no.
creepy mustache. Really bad
triple
looking.
D.
Like it's so bad.
Triple
and so I was saying, I'm like, something about his pedophile mustache. Okay. And right after he says that, he's like, I'll prove that wrong. And he had this fucking, he waves at this 8-year-old girl that's over there,
oh,
like
god.
Around the corner or whatever.
Oh, god. Stop
and she
it.
Comes over and he's like, show my friend here our secret handshake. And they do like a secret handshake and totally impress the shit out of that girl, like, you know, the cute kid interaction.
Yeah.
And I'm like, god,
that proves you're a pedophile. What do you mean?
No, it's the opposite of that. Like,
no,
it's
why?
Like, it's like the,
it's like
he
when
has
you,
like
when,
a
you
friend,
when you dance with the little kid at the
it's
wedding.
It's the
Adam
to Sandler story, bro.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like the fucking, like, you're dancing with a kid at the wedding first kind of shit, you know what I mean? Was that the Wedding Crashers or one of those things, right? Wedding Crashers, I think it was what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're
Wedding
dancing
Crashers.
Dancing with a kid
the
first,
chick on
and then finally they get the other chick to come in kind of shit.
Yeah, because you're
he
like, oh.
Pulled that on me. I was like, rebuttal. I'm like, I can't beat that. I cannot beat that. He literally had a child ready to show that he's not a pedophile. And I'm like, ugh! And so I tapped out. And then I had my buddy Kyle. I'm like, you're tapped in. Get the fuck over there. That it, none of it worked out. He totally smashed that shit that night. I was like,
God,
damn
it. Fuck you guys are fucking with him.
God damn it.
So our buddies in that group, they have game, though. Like, when I hear people who have, like, game, I always think of, like, you know, idiots. No, they got game. That's just how it is. So
they do have game. It just I try to ruin the game, and I can't even ruin the game.
You can't.
She had a spell on her, bro. I swear to God, I was talking, and she was like, she was being nice to me, like not being like, "Who is this guy?" But she was just like, still like googly eyes at that triple D. I'm like, "Fuck, fuck." So, anyways, moving on.
Good job, D.
Divorce.
There it is. Yeah,
that was a subtle one. That's low hanging fruit right there.
But yeah, I guess the other part of it is, you know, it's been a nice ego boost for the last 3 weeks. I've had 3 different girls come to me getting my number and whatnot.
You have,
yeah,
fuck yeah, dude.
I'd say
she dumped
them,
you.
Two of them are
and
probably
the
like four,
hot,
five,
hungry,
but,
cell phone having women.
But the one that's been more like more exciting is like a fucking like legit 9. I was like, god damn, you're fucking sexy. So it just felt good.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So that, you know,
go to the gym. Let's go to the gym together. Pump it, bro. I want to see sexy jersey, like actual sexy, no, not like flabby normal jersey.
Okay.
On a,
they're all flabby. I can say
on a better note. Went to the doctor's the other day and I weigh 230 pounds. Most I've ever weighed in my entire life. Yeah.
Believe me, I was shocked too. 8 pounds go. Yeah. I was also shocked at the doctor's office, but it's like, hey, you're like 230, and I'm like. Fuck. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I thought I was like still like the 218 or something like that. That's a bummer.
That's a bummer.
And now I'm like, yeah, I'm like less than 240, but right fucking there.
So like now in my mind, before it was like, oh,
hey,
I lose like 20 pounds.
I'm sorry.
Now it's like 40 pounds.
I'm sorry though, because I'm 5'9 and you're 6 foot. So let's just move with that.
Yeah.
I weigh 10 pounds more and I'm 3 inches shorter. Yeah. And my dick has gone into my body.
Yeah.
Because that poofy...
Everybody looking at that
poofa.
That 16th of an inch cock last week? That's him now.
No, dude, it's like the... Yeah, it's like the fucking... It's like it's still there, but it's just like hidden under blubber, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, dog.
I was thinking...
Are you
peeing on your balls
now? I want
to
measure from like my pelvis bone, and I cannot.
Yeah.
You have to measure from like this fucking...
You have to get your girl to grab the ruler, and then you have to, with both hands, push back.
As hard as I can. Yeah. I'll get like an inch and a half out of that shit, like easy.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's sad. You ever seen like a dude wearing like a fat guy wearing like just like gym shorts that he wears around the house because like that's just his fucking outfit now because he's really big.
Yeah.
And you just see like this weird bulge where his dick's at, but it's like, oh, it's not his dick though. It's like higher than his dick, and it's just a bunch of fupa.
When it gets there, that's when I'm
you're
either.
Not, you're, hey, look, you're
I'm already, I'm already.
I'm,
that's why I don't look
there,
so heavy.
Not there. You're not
that's
there.
No, that's why I don't look so heavy is because it's all there.
It's all the fupa.
Because I look like I'm like, yeah, we both look like we're like in the
now
two.
I'm looking at your crotch area.
Yeah, it's just it's big.
Pull your shirt up. Let me see.
Nah, we're good.
Dude, just pull
I'm self-conscious about it.
Pull your pants down a little bit. Yeah, you don't have to show the dick.
No, I'm just...
We'll take a picture. Let us see.
Why? Is this weird?
We need a visual for comparison.
I'm joking. I'm trying to make it funny for the audience that you guys are literally pushing me to do it. It's normal. Like, look, I'm totally normal. It's totally normal.
I can't see through the pants.
I'm fluffing up a little bit. All right, now we're good.
I don't want to see your dick. I want to see the foop.
You want to see my pubes?
I want to see the foop. Anyways,
I'll show you.
If I ever get that big, I'm just either going to work out or drive to the Golden Gate Bridge and throw my fat ass off of it if I can propel my weight over the edge. It's actually really sad. A lot of people commit suicide.
Does terminal velocity like happen differently if you're just like big blubbery?
I mean, if you can't get the arc to go over, then...
Like, are you more or less aerodynamic is my question.
I mean, you know, you
it's like rolling downhill. If you're the more you weigh, the faster you go going downhill.
But I mean, if you drop an apple in the bowling ball,
yeah,
they both hit at the same time. No.
Huh?
Not true.
You're not true.
In a vacuum, yeah, they're actually
in a vacuum.
A vacuum bowling ball and there's same exact time of gravity.
What do you think? San Francisco's in a vacuum. We've already discussed this.
Yeah.
There's no gravity. There's no
it's
fucking
all in fog.
It's all in a vacuum. Yeah, there's nothing.
It's actually literally particles of
the
dirt
that creates
fucking
an
zero bar, bro. That's what they call it, no bar. It's because it's got no PSI.
It's like the same with a feather, you know? Like, because of the aerodynamics involved, it's not going to, yeah.
What about those stupid questions where it's like, what weighs more, like a pound of feathers or a pound of fucking bricks? And it's like, I just want to kill everybody.
Yeah.
That's all I think about that answer.
I fell for that once, and then for the rest of the time, I was like, wow.
They got me.
You're an idiot.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah. So I do like those questions.
I fell for it when I was like 9.
Those questions, though.
Still an asshole.
I see those questions sometimes, something similar on like Facebook. And I read the shit out of the comment section. Because people are, like, super stubborn and fierce about their wrong answers.
Oh,
they're like,
God.
Everyone is so stupid. The answer is this. And it's like, oh, my God.
And then they try and explain it.
It gets so crazy about it.
I like doing the same thing for the ones where it's, like, the simple math equations of a problem.
Yeah,
and they, and they just don't know the order of operations.
Order of operations. It's so fucking straightforward and basic. It's so easy. You see all these retarded ass answers like, Jesus Christ, how many fucking idiots are out here?
It's yeah, it's
so
like
bad.
First,
you see like one right question, one right answer to 20 wrong ones. Ugh.
Yeah, so it's like you first do like the cosine, then multiplication, then you do matrices, and then it's a subtraction after that.
But yeah.
And then whatever I missed is not part of math anymore.
No, that's...
But from there, they're not even that difficult.
It's fake math.
No,
it's
so,
literally multiplication, division,
I know, I'm just
the brackets.
I'm literally making up shit.
Yeah.
So there's one of them that I was reading it, and it was one of those things, and it was talking about someone stealing money from a store and then using that money to buy shirts or whatever from it. It was something like he stole $100, but then he bought $70 worth of product or whatever, and the guy gave him $30 change for the $100. How much did he steal? And it's like, well, he stole $100 because that's what the rest. Once he says he stole $100, you can like stop reading and it's done. So, anyways, so the funny part of that is that I'm reading the comments and it's going all crazy and everyone's getting wild. And like, I'm not one to comment on shit, and I didn't. But what I was thinking was the real serious shit of this. I'm like, well, no, it's actually not $100. And the reason why...
More, because you're paying for the distribution of the shirts. And
yeah, I was saying, like, because all the $70, all the money that he made off the shirt or whatever, or the shirt being there, is the potential to sell. And so he paid a price for it, and then now he has the potential to sell it. It could be a clearance next week, and then he won't get $70 for it. So him getting full price for it, blah, blah. I was in my head as I was thinking, I'm like, the answer isn't even what it says. It's not $100. If you really break it down to being a store and actually adding that to the equation, it's not even that. But I was like, no one's going to understand this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally wasting my time even thinking about
it. He's like typing it out. He's like, and the cost that they bought it at, and the inflation rates, and the
shipping costs,
and the tax that the city is holding.
But in one term. But yes, and I was like, I know I'm like in the ballpark of being correct, but it has nothing to do with it, and nobody's going to give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about it. I'm like, really? Potential
really
to sell?
Yeah. Guys.
Potential to sell versus, you know.
All you're going to get is a downvote, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So it was Comic-Con weekend. The bar I work at held a private event for the movie from Stephen King coming out called The Dark Tower.
Was that good?
It was fun. It was interesting. I was in the basement dungeon pretty much the whole time. And we had like a camera crew for taking pictures. People could come walk up for free to take a picture. And like, I had like a movable background in the actual photo for it. And so like, I don't know, it was just an interesting time. Basically, in the long run, you know, shut down for a private event thing. Got extra money paid for it. But the cool thing for me at the end of it was they were handing out Stephen King books and whatnot. They were handing the Dark Tower to people who were coming in. And then they also brought a bunch of, you know, some collections of his other works. So basically, I walked out of there.
Do it.
For free at the end of the night with the Dark Tower book, which is the first, like, I guess he has, like, there's like 13 in that series or some shit.
Good.
Also got Misery, The Stand, and The Shining all for free.
I was stoked.
I'm like, fuck
nice.
Yeah.
I've read The Stand and The Shining. I have not read Misery. I mean, I've seen Misery, but, like, I don't really care for Misery, to be honest.
Really?
It's got, like, some really cool parts, but, like, overall, I'm just kind of bored with it, actually. It's got some key points or whatever. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay. It's an important movie. Yeah. I don't want to say it's an amazing movie.
So, one of the things that happened at the bar, which I don't know if I'm able to translate it to me how right now, talk about how funny it was to me, but, you know, recently, Chester Bennington killed himself.
Lincoln Park. Yeah, no, this is a good start. I'm laughing already. Go on.
So, you know, basically, the movie, or the, not the movie, the song in the end is basically his suicide note from 20 years ago. We can all agree to that, correct?
Yes.
In the end, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, we've all joked about it, yeah.
Had to hang there, blah, 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 all that shit, and it's his suicide note from 20 years ago. Well, the DJs at the bar, they do a, you know, video montage DJing and stuff like that in the dance club, and they decide to throw up there as a tribute to Chester Bennington and Linkin Park in the end as a tribute song, and as if there's nothing different to it. And I'm at one of the locations as you work in security there, they have this box, so you're standing above everybody else, and I hear In the End come on, and
laughing?
Being someone who's into lyrics and knows the songs and watching the masses of idiots just dance and sing to the song and being excited as a tribute to Linkin Park. And I'm like, this is literally his suicide note, and this is what they're doing for tribute for him right now in this bar, and everybody else is like just dancing along to it like it's nothing, and they're just happy for it. I was dying laughing, like bent over laughing for the entire song at the stupidity levels of playing a man's suicide note and his tribute to him playing him committing suicide.
Well, I mean, what better to?
No, the point. I get it, but that's not what they're playing it. They're playing it as one of the most popular songs,
right?
They're playing it because the rest of the masses will know this one from Linkin Park, you know? Like, Jesus Christ. It was ridiculous to me. Like, I don't know. I'm a big fan of music and lyrics and paying attention and whatnot and not being a maggot of the masses, as I put it, or a follower of shit, and just going along with it. So to watch this entire 150 people just fucking dance along and nobody else in the fucking bar thinking anything different than realizing this is not the best choice of fucking song right now. Was hilarious to me.
First question: how do you dance to that song?
Well, okay.
Is it like a goth?
It was a bunch of people.
Is it like a goth sway?
Yes, it's like
back and forth.
It's like the thing where you do the glow sticks.
I'll give you the exact answer. It was a bunch of people who don't know how to fucking headbang, who aren't into metal music or aren't into fucking classical music, trying to do such. It was a bunch of people who like used in the 90s, like fucking move around. They're in high school, like trying to like bob their head along and whatnot, trying to do that, but now in their fucking 25s and 30s.
Well, now he's
and not really
knowing
anything about it.
I'm not
you. It was the fucking crowd of people. So everything about it was just hilarious. Everything about it was so wrong. It was great. It was one of those dark moments that you guys would have appreciated too.
good.
Like, the stupidity and the darkness was just abundant. And I couldn't take it.
Yeah,
I was just people started looking at me like, why is this asshole laughing so hard? I
hope the tower wasn't about suicide.
Well, it wasn't. That wasn't as different.
And then they play shows in the background.
Yeah,
like, you know, with the sound off. 13 Reasons Why.
Okay, real quick. Okay, so
you ever just draw squares, bro, just for no reason?
No, but you're just going
at
those
squares.
Dog.
Circles, I'm really bad at.
Yeah. So talking about downtown and those experiences right now. So I just getting back into working downtown again. Here's a little update on what I've already seen in craziness levels. And this doesn't include everything. This is the best flesh. And goods and bads of nakedness in downtown that you see and you come across working down there.
I love me some boobies.
So let's start with the bad. Let's start with the really, you know, mind scarring and horrific.
Go on. I
so
this.
It's Comic-Con weekend, and where I park is, you know, usually about 10-15 blocks out from my bar because it's just easier to walk in, kind of thing.
Right.
And the route I take goes past this hostel, Well, there's windows right next to the fucking street, and so as I'm walking by, I'm just, you know, not really thinking. I'm just after work. It's in the middle of the night. There's still people walking around just after Comic-Con. It's busy downtown. Notice that this hostel window where the shades are usually closed, shades happen to be open. Room's dark. I'm just kind of glance over as I walk by.
It's not illegal to look, bro. Like, that's
No, it wasn't that, but I'm just saying, like, I wasn't looking for what I saw. That's what I'm trying to get at.
You're really trying to emphasize the point.
Yes,
that
I'm trying to put off admitting what I had to watch for a second, as long as I possibly can, to make you understand that I didn't want to see it. My eyes were kind of visually raped.
Let me ask first. Would anyone ever take it as a funny thing? Would it be funny to anybody?
Creepers.
Okay.
I mean, like, I get why the guy was doing it. I mean, I don't blame him for his
action. Oh,
no. I don't blame him for his actions, you know, whatever. But as I walk by this dark window, mind you, it's downtown, so there's still lights about, so it's not pitch black. So the room itself is darker than outside. And as I glance in, there's a naked black man. Just a half hue, light skin hue than the actual darkness of the room, so I can see this outline.
So it's very faint.
Yes, but it's there.
It's there.
It's a lighter black than the blackness of the room. And there's this black man with his dick out and him pulling him, giving himself a little pull out of the bud.
Looking out the window during?
He's got his... Okay, so here's the window, and there's like a bed there, and so his feet are kind of like... Not against the window thing, but like right at the end of his bed, which the end of the bed is pushed against the window. And his knees are up.
So like, he's literally laying on his back
back, and he's got his cock maybe a foot and a half inside the window, and he's just pulling on his fucking pud. Just this black dick in a window. And, you know, that's bad enough, but then the point is, in that half moment glance, I just happen to get the fucking details that he's not circumcised, and he's pulling the foreskin above his dick. And I just pictured hot sauce and how he doesn't move his hand when he's jacking off. He just is in one spot. And so it was just, nothing about it.
Yeah,
was
I don't move
good.
My hand at all. I just hold and it, so and then just, it happens.
You know, I'm like, in this half-second glance, I see this guy, this black guy fucking pulling his fucking dick out. Or he's jacking his dick off and pulling the dick skin above his fucking, above his dickhead. And yeah, that was my.
What's
yeah.
What's wrong with black dick, dude? I don't,
no, it's a dick in general, but it just everything about it wasn't okay. I didn't enjoy it.
Well, it's more of a surprise since he was black because then
and it was
it's
dark.
Not, it's not as illuminated,
yes.
So it's
so
like...
The eyes focused in.
Yeah. So you're like looking and then like it takes you a minute to realize what's going on.
And then it registers and then takes another half second to look away because you're just appalled and surprised.
Yeah.
I feel a little bad about it. So leading from that, as I'm still reeling from this moment, on this same walk back to my car... Downtown has a lot of bum situation to it.
Yes, yes.
So I'm still kind of in shock. I'm not ready for the next visual aid to come.
Right.
Walking across the street corner, walking up towards, there's a couple bums on a corner, and I see a nose as I'm walking that way. I notice as I'm walking that way, one of them starts to stand up. It has like a shaved head, you know, bick down basically. So I don't realize it's a woman until she stands up wearing nothing but an overcoat and naked, nasty bum tits out. Nothing good about them. So I'm already like, okay. As I'm still in that moment glancing, she turns, bends over in front of me, 10 feet away from me, and there's a bloody, shitty tampon pad stuck to her left side of her ass cheek. Hanging there. And I'm like, and she bends over. I'm like, oh, God, no! Why?
Did she notice it? Did she know it was there?
Oh, I don't fucking care.
On it
or no,
I can smell the iron. Just ugh.
You smell the iron. God, that's horrific.
And in this moment, I'm still crossing the street corner, so I have to walk a step closer to her.
You smell the iron. You're so
I get in the
up.
Corner. And quickly, I'm like, I go across the street. Well, now I see her bent over. Well, I'm like, I have to make sure she's not going to run at me or something, or like backwards waddle her shitty tampon
she's
bloody ass
it,
no, at me.
Grab it, swing it like a lasso and hook it at
and
you.
So I'm like, I had to like defend myself just in case. I had to look back at it again as now she's full spread over, as she spread, this fucking pad of a shitty bloody tampon pad flapping off her ass, and I see the fucking full glory of it all, and I'm like, this is a horrible night.
Black guy runs out of his house naked. I heard a noise. What happened?
Fuck the bomb. Get away from me.
He's like, oh my God, that's disgusting.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
At that point, I would have rather seen that than what I saw next.
But he doesn't stop.
Yeah.
God.
He's like, oh, it's so gross.
That's probably what he was looking at.
Yeah, he saw it.
Oh, so that's the worst of what I've seen so far. Leading on to a little better was, God. So I'm working the door at the bar. And, let's see. So as I'm letting people in, you know, there was only like a $5 cover charge, and I'm letting some people in. And this one girl was like joking about getting free cover, and I already was handing her group free cover because they're coming out as a bachelorette party. We've been having a good old time already. So the one girl was like, oh, like, I'll have to flash you to get in for free. I'm like, no, I'm already handing you a ticket. And the one guy, the other guy's working with me at the front door, was behind me apparently, like, doing the motion, like, flash your tits. Like, playing around, like, nice, I think she's gonna do it. But sure enough, she goes, woohoo, and flash your titties.
So, and
like,
they were awesome?
No, they weren't great. But it was still a fun experience.
It's still like, fun, though.
Yeah, they were better than the bum tits, you know? At least they weren't fucking...
How was she?
The chick?
Yeah.
Oh, she was, you know, a fine girl, probably, like, you know, a seven, you know?
I was happy. I was happy.
You know, nastiness by any means. It was just... She was the party girl of the group. It was just a fun time. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I put this in the good column. Later that night, this other chick's wearing just one of those, like, halter type tops where, like, it's just, like, the titty strap that goes above the boob and, like, there's no bra underneath or anything.
Right,
like that.
Right, right.
So the tit's, like, loose underneath there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, she's drunk walking out with her fucking boyfriend, and I see her sitting right in front of me, and this is the point where we're pushing everybody out of the bar. I'm directing them to go to the other side. She starts adjusting herself up here, and I'm like, well, I know that motion being downtown, like, you know, they start adjusting and they're like that and they're drunk. A lot of times the boob will pop out.
Yes.
Sure enough, shimmy, shimmy, shake, boob pops out. She doesn't really realize at first, and she's kind of like, then she kind of looks down and goes, oh, and then right then the boyfriend looks and realizes his girlfriend's tits out. So he tries to, like, block our view, but she's still, like, shimmying it back into place. So it's like a good little fucking, like, 10-second, yeah, like, nice, yeah, yeah, flash, you know?
Like, also, when that happens, I'll always say something, but, like, there is, like, the second wait. I see it and I'm like, uh-huh. Hey. And then I say it. You know, it's not like I'm going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'll be like, mm-hmm. Hey, your tit's out. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I got it. It's in my brain. Now you need to put that shit away. Because, like, that's the right thing.
I mean,
I guess the right thing to do is to say something.
I guess you're a better man than me because it's not my problem her tit's out. It's my enjoyment. I didn't do anything to her to make her poop fall out.
Just saying.
And her boyfriend's right there. He can handle that. I'm just going to enjoy the view for a minute until she realizes her tit's out. Not my fault.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
So, the best part of the story is coming next now, because this is all in a 3-week span of just some good things you get to experience. Well, horrible and good things you get to experience at working downtown.
Right.
So, this other bar down the way from us, for whatever reason, decided on Monday nights to do 18+. So, a lot of times it's just a shit show of young morons down the fucking street.
Yeah, I can imagine. Jesus, what are they Christ doing, dude?
It's like wristbands for 21-year-olds going out and partying. Granted, not all of them are fucking idiots.
So, still drinking,
though? No, they can't be drinking. I think
No.
Well, there's 21-year-olds in there with wristbands, yeah.
That's what I'm
saying.
Which
means you know the 18-year-olds are fucking getting
booze, too. Of course,
I mean, obviously. I mean, it's whatever. So, dealing with 21-year-olds downtown can already be a pain in the ass. Let alone you throw an 18-year-old in that kind of mix. Like, fucking whatever. I would not want to work at a bar.
I would never want to do that.
Never,
you're totally right.
I would never go there.
Have you ever been to
that
one of those clubs?
No.
I have. When I was 18, I went to one of those clubs.
I never did that. It's like,
it was not quite the experience.
Anyways, so I'm working the door again. This is a Monday night. Across from us is a new bar that's opening up. It's being renovated. Well, in front of that bar, there's like a little small corner market shop that can be used for something, but it's currently not in business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a for lease thing that has like a pillar on it to be the exact corner. Then, like, a cutout for, like, the triangle shape where the building could be. So, there's a little walkthrough right between the pillar and the open door. So, it's kind of like a little hidey spot from, a little bit of people walking. Not to a point where if you're seeing anywhere besides right looking at that pillar, you can see everybody in there. Anyways, I'm sharing a description of, like, how unhidden these girls were when they did this. Because they were fully exposed for everybody's enjoyment. I'll preface this with, I'm not into water sports. This almost turned me wanting to get into them. Like, not really, but it was just kind of like, so here we go.
Okay, yeah. What are you talking about? I don't even have, like, a fucking clue, so.
You know what water sports are?
No.
Like golden showers, that kind of shit?
No, I didn't know that. No. Okay,
that's the term for that fetish.
Water, gotcha. Water, no, I had no idea.
Anyways, these two fucking smoking hot girls walk over there. And I'm looking at them, so they're kind of, like, standing in the corner looking around, like, well, they're doing something. I'm like, okay, maybe they're going to pee. Like,
which would be kind of ridiculous. These two swimming hot chicks, like, you probably just came out of the bar. Why didn't you go to the bathroom? Why don't you just go back in there?
Right.
It's not after closing time. This is like 12:30. You have plenty of time to go back inside that bar and go to the bathroom. Like, what are you doing? Anyways, so this one girl is, like, in this fucking, like, pink one-piece, like, you know, like almost like a bathing suit, like a unitard, but just jeans on below that. I know this because she takes the jeans off, pulls them down, takes the one-piece unitard off her tits.
Like, the whole, she's, like, fully naked at this point, basically.
From top down, and then goes all the way down, and now she's standing there fully naked. Pussy, tits, everything out.
Just taking a piss in the...
Then she takes a squat. Like, and I'm like,
she takes a shit.
No.
Yeah, she does. She's now you're talking my language.
No. Not in the Cosby Spiders or shit like that, no. Cleveland Steamers, like shit. No. But this girl starts taking a piss. And, like, this, but it's not like a little girly pee where she's like, she's just trying to do it real quick and, like, get herself back on.
She didn't give a fuck. She
was literally sitting there peeing for a solid 2 minutes. Like, the river of piss that came out of her was incredible. It went down the fucking sidewalk street for a while.
Did you guys be like, yeah?
No, I was, like, watching it, like, in a, like, almost dazed amusement for a good 30 seconds. I realized, like, well, they can probably look over and just see me staring at them, which makes it that much more awkward. But if I step just inside my door, the window's right there, and so it's a little bit tinted, so I don't know. I was able to just watch the whole thing.
All you're doing is admitting that you're creepy.
I don't care. I have to stay at the door. It's my job. I have to make sure nobody comes in that's underage. I'm doing my job.
You guys, I swear to God.
So she's doing it for fucking full 2 minutes. I'm like, then she finally stands up, naked again, pulls the fucking unitard all the way up, puts her jeans on. I'm like, well, that was fucking nice. And I'm like thinking, okay, well, it's going to be done. They're going to go back. No, now her girlfriend, who's got an even nicer body and even bigger tits, now same decides thing. To do the same thing. Well, she's a little more timid about actually dropping them, but she does the same thing. Like, wearing basically the same outfit. Another jeans with, like, a black unitard thing on now. She takes her top down, tits her out, and then for a second she, like, holds them and looks around for a minute, and then lets them out again, and then is, like, looking around again, so, like, now I'm getting an even better view of her fucking tits. Then she drops her rest of her clothes all the way to the ground. Now she's standing there naked, looks around again. I'm like, thanks for the fucking free show. She Jesus. Squats like the piss in the same spot.
Jesus
for, like,
Christ.
Not as long, but it's like,
hey, here's
Jesus
a question.
Christ. And then so she gets on just against, like, Jesus Christ.
When
like.
Women do that, I know they can get a ticket, but is that qualify for sex offender?
I guess in theory, yeah.
I mean, like, why wouldn't it, right? Why
if a guy can do it.
In
yeah.
an alley, that guy can definitely be a registered sex yeah. offender for pissing in an alley.
Yeah, in theory.
Why would a girl not, like, have that? I mean... Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't want it to be like, they better.
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying, like, the general just, you know, why not this than that? You know what yeah. I mean? Why is it going to be different for different people? But I don't really want anyone to be a sex offender for, like, pissing. I'd rather, like, be, like, literally, like with intention. I want, if it's, like, intention, I'm like, fuck yeah.
I don't think you should, unless you're, like, peeing in a fucking schoolyard corner, I don't think you should be on the sex offender list for peeing.
No, I don't think so either.
Like, a ticket, sure, whatever, but.
I got a misdemeanor.
Okay.
It's a good time.
Like you're on the fucking list.
I know this was like back in the day where like it didn't count.
Yeah. This is downtown, so like this shit happens all the time. So I don't think cops will like pull people over and actually give them shit for
Can,
that.
Can Knife City take a little break? Can.
I had to poop.
Would women.
You missed some good
get
stories.
A sex offender, become a sex offender if she got caught peeing in public with exposed clitorati?
I knew you were going to say that. Just clitorati. Great. We're fucking mind mages right here. So. Technically, yes, they can, but because of the sex of the person doing it, then they probably won't.
What if she identifies as a man?
Think about that for a second.
That throws a whole sort of monkey wrench in it.
Did you assume
I bet you that? I bet you that's no, because the courts are like, I ain't touching that shit. Like, I ain't even dealing with what lawyers talking about that shit.
I mean, are we just talking about, like, a just...
This isn't hypothetical.
Literally, if a man takes a piss in an alley, dick out, someone walks up, sees his dick, sees him peeing, is like...
Sex offender. Yeah.
But if you see a woman, and you see her ass, and a little tiny bit of labia, because not as easy to see that as it is to see a dick peeing, and you see that, then you go like, oh my God, I'm freaking out, cops get over here, that I need that person to become a registered sex offender.
No. That's not the first thought. It's
the first thought. I'm saying, you misunderstand.
I'd say you think your grandma's saying this.
Would that happen or would that not happen?
I don't think that would happen.
I don't think so either, but why? And I know the answer is because of different gender. I'm saying, yep.
Hey,
why
if they
is
want
that
to call, they should be on the list too.
Why is it an issue?
Because it is an issue.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's. I really don't want the cast
yeah,
to veer
that's
into this.
Reel it back in.
But there's just different things that are okay and not okay for different genders and
this
stuff like
that. It's the fucking world. Not everything has to be
I know. It's just that I do like looking at things on paper sometimes. And like I said, I don't want to give anyone in trouble. It's just that exposed genitals in public should not have to be like, well, was it a man or woman? It's like, it is exposed genitals in public.
Do you agree or disagree that a man peeing, assuming it's not like out of fucking like a school or anywhere actually near children, that should be an automatic sex offender list or should just be simply a fine?
I disagree. That should be a fine.
Yeah.
I think we all think it should be fine.
Okay. Yeah. I just seem to be on the same page with this.
No, we all think it should be a fine. It should be with intent.
If the person's like drunk and being sloppy and the pants are down like around the ankles and then they're stumbling around to try and get their pants back up and it's like an exposed
jail time ticket for sure. Go ahead and have that. But make them learn their lesson.
But if it's just like I'm about to like piss myself and I'm gonna go in this corner where nobody can see me and I'm looking around making sure. And I have like three lookouts on each corner. Hey, make sure there's no children or women or aliens around to fucking see me. And then all of a sudden a cop pokes his head out of the manhole cover and is like, ha, I got you, sex offender. Yeah. You know, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I am like... I would never...
It's because you almost got the ticket, right?
Yeah,
you
were like, I got a ticket, but I didn't get like anything past that.
Right.
So like, I'm not going to like... But I don't think that... I had anything to do with being with any sexual anything. Like, no intention of anything. It's just literally, I'm on the beach. Fucking bathrooms are super far away. I went to go pee in the water. Like, that's it. It's fucking super simple. Like, it's not...
Well,
you take your dick out in the water?
What's that?
You take your dick out when you're in the water?
No, it was like... No one was in the water.
He was peeing into the water.
It was a bonfire at like night. Midnight.
Oh, okay.
Nobody could see. Okay. Literally, you couldn't see anything if you wanted to.
I was going
to
say, like, have you not just peed in your bathing suit in the ocean before?
Let's be honest. I don't want to be a sex offender.
I fucked on the ocean before, so I mean, yeah.
Ew!
That is gross.
Ew! That sounds... Dude,
I told the story before.
Dude, we've kissed, bro. Don't fucking ask me that again. Ew! Yeah. Dude, it's like, baby, I love you, and I want to fucking just a vat of piss, shit, and sperm, dude.
No.
That is what the ocean is.
I wasn't being entered. I didn't care.
If I had an open cut, I'm not going in the ocean. That's how fucking scared I am of the ocean. Like, if I cut my foot, I'm like, I'm not fucking going in the ocean.
All that will come, dude. He's gonna get baby will.
You know, like,
just disease, bro.
You know, like, your pores, like, absorb stuff, too, right?
Yes.
So.
Don't freak him out. I'll never go in the ocean again.
Yes.
He's like, I need to leave right now.
He's already really on the border.
Shower.
For sure.
Tipping point. Yeah. Careful.
Anyway, I think it's hard to debate intent, you know, so that's why some people just are like trying to be cut and dry about it.
Well, we can skip past all this shit and we can just debate intent right now.
Yeah, we could.
I have this list in front of me and I'm changing it to intent.
So, you know, real quick note, I remembered about some of my week because I went inside to take a shit.
That's a thinking pot.
And then, first of all, no toilet paper.
Oh, God.
So I had
now or earlier?
Right now. Right now.
So you had
why it smells.
You had a Donald Duck it.
No. So I had tissues.
Oh.
But they were the ones with the aloe.
How wet is your ass when you're sweaty?
You just pushed it around.
How did you not fucking, like, just tear a tissue in your... Like, how did you figure not go in your asshole right now as you're trying to wipe?
Well, they're not... I'm getting them from the 99-cent store.
We're both getting... He's uncomfortable right now. We're both really pushing on him right now.
He should be uncomfortable.
He's looking back and forth. I don't know how to answer this.
I'm legitimately asking how his finger didn't go in his shitty ass.
Because
asshole
I doubled up.
Through a tissue paper.
I doubled up on
that
the tissue.
That shit's thin, bro. It's for your nose, not
right,
scratching.
All right, I'm going to ignore this because wet wipes are also super thin. They're kind of awkward to wipe your ass with, too. So,
okay, so anyways. And then, as I went to go flush, I remembered that the flusher had broken off earlier this week, and so now the top of the toilet is off, and you have to stick your finger and pull up. And so you got to pull up. And then that reminded me of the rest of my horrible week about how earlier this week the tub had just overflown, but it was stocked up.
Reich in Mexico.
So when
Grandpa's pine tar soap.
So when my girl went to go take a shower, the water was like, the tub was like halfway filled up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the shower. So I was like,
she used to that being from Mexico? This horrible quality of shit chewers and
the biggest fucking coconut in the world. So brown on the outside, white on the inside. Anyways, so I wasn't about to take a shower. I wasn't about to put my feet in her dirty fucking shower water. That's gross.
Her poop?
Well, I mean,
it's just all over stink of the day in it, dude. You
yeah, exactly. So my options.
She showers every day?
Let's hope so.
I don't care.
My options for to take a shower right before work was go outside in the backyard.
Hosed off.
And fucking get a bar of soap and the hose and just go to town. And unfortunately, that's not the only time I've done that, like, within the past 5 years.
I don't think you should be ashamed of that.
We both have secluded backyards, so it's not that big of a deal. But it's just, like, one more thing going wrong. Earlier this week, my fucking car broke down on the freeway. And I fucking, it's basically
now, when
just,
we mean breakdown, we mean like blew the motor.
Yeah.
Like not like it didn't start. It's like, yeah, threw a fucking rod, spun a bearing.
Like it's done. Like I'm, like I have.
D-U-N done.
I have to get a new car.
Ryan Dunn done.
And then, really, like really done.
Yeah, D-U-N-N done.
And also.
That's the new phrase. There you it came is. Up with it.
Got it. D-U-N done?
D-U-N-N done. I think
oh, N-N. N-N. Okay,
so
gotcha,
if you're, dude, it's fucking done.
Done.
Like as in Ryan Dunn. D-U-N-N, like, and then people will be
you
like,
"You're here first, folks." Like,
that's it. That's it. That's the episode title.
No, it should be Homewreckers.
Right.
That was his shitty show.
Oh, yeah, man, you're digging deep because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. My bad.
He knew.
Sorry, MTV fucking is just that a long time ago.
Dan Vito over here fucking yeah. got it.
He was like my son. He was my nephew.
And then also, I found out I have an infected tooth that I'm probably going to have to get pulled with no insurance. So, yeah, this is just all, and it just all like hit me as I was wiping my ass with a fucking two tissues that have aloe infused in them, so it's like my asshole's like not dry at all. It's moist.
I figure you just like push it around at that point.
No, I mean you're getting it. You have to do more scooping
it's
than
like
wiping
your ass with a bar of soap. It's like this is not. It's just pushing it around. I can't even get it to like. I can't grab onto it.
Wait. You wipe your ass with shit on your ass with a bar of soap?
Yeah, because I want a really clean butt. No, I'm. It's a joke of that. You try to fucking. We're wiping with something that has lotion in it, which is slippery, and so it's not grabbing it. Like, toilet paper grabs poop. It's poop grabber.
Have you ever just, like, taken a shit, and you're like, I'm about to hop in the shower anyways. I'm not even going to wipe my ass. This feels like a dry one.
Definitely not.
No?
Absolutely not. Never.
I'm the middle ground on that. Never. Like, I will get, like, the main like, you know, your first, like, wipe.
Yeah,
like,
you take,
solid,
like,
yeah.
one.
Yeah. But that's
well, you
then,
didn't say
because
yeah,
I have a removable head, so
one.
I glue it down there, just bend over and blast your ass.
You like, understand? Like you literally like didn't
a,
say one. You
what's,
said
what's
none.
What's the
you're changing
what's
your story?
The
and I'm
the
off.
What's the bathroom that shoots up your ass? The
bidet.
So I use like a shower head, like a bidet,
and on a
I use it like a sex toy.
On a If Lance Could Kill update, my fiance is now asleep, and so we can play Magic for as long as we want tonight.
Yay.
But of course, Hot Sauce has to leave at a certain time.
You
know? No, I do. I totally do.
Ah, what a fucking bitch. So, let's move on to magic topics so we can actually play some magic after this.
I had a game review.
Oh, sorry. Oh, actually, that reminds me. This just reminded me of my fucking week that I played your Shadows of Mordor game, and that game is a hot piece of garbage. That is a horrible game. Mm. It throws you into just with little to no, like, explanation, throws you into this world, and there's just like all these roaming hordes of enemies, and so I died like 20 times before I even like made it to like the first fucking quest, and like
so you're trying
to get away from them, and then you just like run into another horde, so you're like fighting off,
you know,
like,
you can hide in a bush and not get attacked at all at that point, right?
Yeah, I know, but there's not abundant bushes around, so...
Yeah, you can jump on top of a castle wall and hide, too.
On top of that, like, you're trying to fight off all these people, and you're... It's like the first 10 minutes of playing the game, so you're like, well, I'm not, like, great with defending myself against all these, you know, enemies and having to hit, like, the counter-attack button and get that whole timing right. And the... I don't know. I thought the whole, like, nemesis fucking clan leader system was cool, but I felt like the progression of the story and the questing was just kind of hot garbage. And so, but it was worth the $4 I spent on it. And it's not the worst game I've ever played, but I felt like it was hyped up. And then I was just like dropped into this like, what the fuck sort of situation. Little to no.
Did you
like,
play like the Batman Arkham Asylum games and things like that?
No.
Okay, so you don't have a background in those kind of games at all then. So...
He's trying to defend it. And
no, I'm getting a point across.
I'm not saying it's a good
game.
It's
not. It is a game that throws you into the world. It has an assumption that you played a fighting like, game like that before.
Well, I have played fighting games like that, but there was so little to no like tutorial or training. There was like a minute of like, okay, press this button. Okay, press this button, and there you go, sort of thing. That's just my opinion. It's like I'm being a little overdramatic about it, but I tried, like, during the whole week, I come home, and I play it for a couple hours, come home, play it for a couple hours, and then I just like, you know what?
You still died that much?
Just not there. Okay. Not there.
I will say some people had similar opinions, and that's why they're revamping and making it better for this upcoming one, for those issues that were talked about.
I think the shell of what they were trying to do was fucking awesome.
Which is, you know, because I didn't know there was a decent amount of negative reviews on it until, like, after I was in love with the game.
Right.
And then I was like, well, I can see what they're trying to talk about, but I feel like if you just put the time and effort into, you know, figuring out how you want to fight style and play it, you can get past those little issues of, you know, not being taught how to do it on yourself. Which, is, for me, was part of the fun of the game, was learning how to fucking beat the bad guys.
I think the elf shot thing was kind of annoying, too, where it's like, you didn't just have like you couldn't just go around and collect as many arrows as you wanted. Like, it topped out. And I know there's like a skill to increase the amount, but it's like you have four shots of the arrow and then like nothing.
You can very quickly get more shots, and it's part of the game. Strategically, it make you figure out how to defeat enemies without just making it easy. Like, oh, you just pick them off all the fucking time just by being 20 miles away and shooting with arrows. Like,
So
you want an easy hack and slash, you didn't get it.
I mean, I think I'm already not like the hugest fan of that genre, and this game didn't help that.
Fight, kiss.
Yes.
What's your game review?
So,
all right. Anyways, HasCon promos 2017.
Hilarious. That was good. Yeah. You want to leave the room? I don't want to talk to you about this game. Fortnite. You've heard about it?
Yes.
Heard about it 2 weeks ago.
It's been fucking in the process of being made for literally 5 years.
I got you, kid.
No, it's longer, fucking longer than 5 years.
Originally announced 10 years ago, but it was really announced 10 years ago because
forever.
2 weeks before the event, they announced that they had the idea, so they had no production of it at the time they originally announced it. So it has been a game in the background, works as the makers of Gears of War, and so like these guys were making it as like a side project with not a whole lot of.
It's Cliffy B, baby.
Yeah, not a whole lot of like pressure
Cliff
on
Burton?
Making it.
Cliff Burton.
Oh, dude.
So the game is basically they want to build it so it has the longevity of a Minecraft style game where people can sit there and go on it and hopefully be able to play it for fucking years. And the reason it's going to be coming, I bought it as an early access type of deal now because I just wanted to play the game. I was just also with the whole separation thing, I needed something else to help keep my mind off of shit. So like, okay, this is a good time. The game just came out. I'll go ahead and buy it. It's later next year, it's going to be released for free, but I decided to get it now. I want to buy into it. So basically, it's a building defenses and fighting off waves of zombies at a base level. That's what it basically is.
Tower defense,
fucking FPS tower defense. From there, also, it just really includes all kinds of looting and gathering stuff and being able to build your defenses.
Like, it does have RPG elements to it, right?
Yes, you definitely upgrade your characters, your weapons. You get schematics for weapons. You unlock them, and then you have to find the materials to build those guns and those swords.
Does it have like a hero system to it?
Okay. Is it multiplayer?
Yes.
In what way? Well, always multiplayer. Always. Some single player. Okay, it's always multiplayer.
You turn it on. You go to fight on a level. The only time it's single player, you can still make it multiplayer. Like, you do have a base of operations. Like, this, basically the whole premise of the game is this storm hit that wiped out 98% of the population of the world. And now it's creating these, what they're basically zombies, what they're called husks. It's like, it's bringing them back from the dead kind of thing, whatever. But, so you have like a base of operations where you have like the storm dome, where you, as you get stronger, you increase the size of your dome, which means you have to be able to defend more against more zombies. As you increase the size of the dome, that means those zombies that are outside the dome are able to get in to a certain point.
Okay.
So like, you were able to build your base to a larger point and progress as your power gets stronger.
So how's the multiplayer? Does everyone hang out in your same base once you get the multiplayer match?
That's
how many people do a base?
In a base, your own personal base of operations, it's your own. Like, you can play that main mission part and do it on your own, or you can hit the button to invite other players to be able to come help you out.
Okay.
And that's either your friends or randoms, and they just happen to see
And now they're, like, helping protect the base,
yes,
whatever.
For that fight. But then if you go to any other mission, like, there's Fight the Storm missions, there's other versions, there's different, like, styles of ones that you go to do. Like, someone will have, like, oh, defend this Atlas first, or unlock this thing first, or power up this generator to have a deal first. But when you go to play those matches, you basically hit the button to start the play, and it does instant matchmaking, and it'll go and, like, find two or three, up to four players on the map at any time. So it'll go find other people who are also trying to do the same thing at the same time, and then you go play the match, and you're playing random people.
So it's described as Minecraft meets Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. That's a pretty apt description.
I mean, that's pretty cool. It doesn't sound bad to me, let's just say that.
If it's for free, then I won't mind giving it a shot, because it does sound kind of cool.
Yeah. And it is, I mean, I like I said, I bought it early because I just wanted to play it and all that jazz, but it is me for free, because the reason it's going to stay for free is because when they originally announced the game, they talked about planning on making it as a free-to-play game, and they wanted to stick to that word, especially since it's been in this slow production for 10 years. That being said...
It was first revealed at the 2011 Spike Video Game Awards.
All right, so whatever, 6 years. The game's fun. It's still beta, so my biggest complaint right now is there is lag issues. Not all the time, but sometimes you'll be walking forward, and next thing you know, you jut forward, and then all of a sudden you go to try to walk that spot again, and you jut forward again, and just it lags here and there. But, you know, it's a beta server issue that's going to be fixed in however long.
Okay, so you like the game, though, so far?
Yes. I don't regret paying the money for it.
So, okay, Destiny 2, are we getting on an Xbox One?
I am, yes, for sure.
Xbox One?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, Xbox One.
Comes out September 16th.
Something like that. Yeah, I think it was the 20th or so. No. Fuck, it comes out in November, I think, for the PC.
I literally just looked it up, but then I forgot the exact date.
Yeah, okay. So then, yeah, okay. What is an Xbox? I just want to make sure, like, that's one of those games that by yourself sucks, so I just want to make sure I'm playing with you guys.
Yeah. So in Fortnite, you're able to have different types of heroes, unlock more heroes, and then you go from, like, you also get these pinata packs by doing certain things and unlocking shit. So
Viva pinata.
It gives you the microtransactions, so you can pay into the game if you want, but you don't have to unlock the different shit.
Okay, so it's like a third-person kind of builder.
It's a Gears of War makers is third-person.
Gotcha. For some reason, I thought it was more like the Warcraft series, you know, where
isometric. Gears of War did Bulletstorm, and that was first person.
No, that game was shit.
That game was not shit. That game was just only fun for an hour.
Okay.
It was real. When I first started playing it, I'm like, holy fuck, this is awesome. And then it's like, oh, it's worn off. You know, but it just had a couple of really cool things about it. This grappling hook and shit like that you can use or whatever, like this whip that you get to hit people with and bring them around.
I played it so little, I don't remember the game enough.
It was fucking
kind of rebuttal.
It was like, if it would have made, like, if somehow you could adapt it to, like, an arcade game where you go in and you fucking play it and it's just wild and you get, like, that fucking 20 minutes in and you're like, that was awesome. But to sit there and just do the same things forever with no, like, you know, RPG elements whatsoever and all that shit, then it's like, all right, you know. Yeah, it's not better than Doom or something like that, because Doom already can take that category right the fuck up, you know?
But yeah, the game has a lot of elements to it that are RPG style, and being able to collect things and unlock new defenders for your base, save other survivors and other people on the maps. It also has looting, you can find treasure chests on maps.
So as I'm watching a little video, so as you're fighting, you can, like, build a platform to get you to another place, and then, like, gives you a better sniper position sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's also certain spots where you're like, and it's all RNG, it's all random regeneration. So every time you play a map, even if it's the same map that you've already played, because it is also a bit of, a grinding game. It can to get to higher levels. The early game is pretty easy as you continue on, but you can tell it's going to continue to get harder. So you might be able to go. You might need to go back to upgrade your hero's experience and grind out some levels. But each time you play that level, it's going to be a new map entirely. It'll have like a same objective on what you're going to have to do to beat the level, but it'll be a new map entirely. You know, different spots, different loot, different areas. Some areas you're like, that's a tall little random little area. Could have some loot on top of that, so you know, as you're fucking running around, switch over to build mode, which is very, very seamless. You just simply hit B, and you go from holding a weapon to holding a fucking blueprint in your hand, and very quickly can just build a ramp to go walk up that and jump up on your spot you're trying to get to hopefully find some more loot there.
Oh, that's cool. You can, like, build traps, so, like, as the, you know...
The hordes are coming, you build the wall spikes, you build, like, gas chamber-type deals, electric shooting-type deals.
Gas chambers?
Yeah, a lot of juice.
Come on,
if dude. This is... Yeah. I'd play this if it was free. How much is it for the beta?
That's the thing. There's different tiers that you can pay into it, depending on how much you want to do it. $40 gets you the basic. $60 gets you some extra pinata packs and some other founders. Because right now they have like a founders bonus of like extra login stuff right now, so you get more stuff for helping pay into it.
I'm sure the $40 will like be paid back once the game releases in like bonus.
Yeah. You already get like some banners, but who really cares about the banners? Then $60, get a little more. There's like an $80 version that. The $80 version gets you an extra copy to give to a friend. So basically, you're paying for two copies of it, and you get all kinds of extra bonus shit, and you get to give it to a friend for free.
That's cool.
There's also like a $160 version where you get two free copies and all kinds of extra shit to do it. So it kind of becomes this, how much do you want to fucking pay into it right now to kind of be in the founders area and be able to play it now? Right.
Fair enough.
How much you want to support the fact they're putting this game out there? They've talked about they basically want to make it so it can be a game that's going to last a long, long time. Like they built it on a level of wanting it to be like a Minecraft game where people can just go back and play it for years to come.
It looks pretty cool. In the video, they're looking at the RPG element and like crafting weapons, and some are legendary and cost different amounts of resources and stuff like that. Pretty cool.
One of the cool, like, fun crafting items that is kind of rare to find is bacon.
Bacon
to make your weapon stronger.
Love me some bacon.
I don't know how that works, but it's pretty cool.
Bacon!
So, yeah. I suggest it. I mean, if you don't want to buy it, that's completely fine. It's coming out late next year, or early next year. You don't have to wait that long to play it, but I will say, when it comes out for free to play, you might as well fucking get it. It's a solid game that's worth the at least $40 on its own without fucking it going to be free-to-play. It's going to be probably the most popular free-to-play game out there for the Xbox One. So, that's my 4-hour game review. And then we can move on.
Yeah. So, I think that that's good. So, September 6th is going to be the release date for Destiny 2, kind of moving back.
On the Xbox.
But I think that the, same for the PC, I think it's like November 20th.
Okay.
Something like that. Because, I mean, I want it on the PC because my PC is just better than my Xbox One. That's the biggest thing. Also, I can just play it away from the girlfriend while she watches TV.
But can't you load it up on your Xbox play. And then do the Microsoft thing?
Yes. I haven't done it in a while, but before it just wasn't good enough.
Gotcha.
Like, it worked, but like it wasn't good enough. Yeah, it just has, like, kind of laggy. It didn't make it feel like, yeah, it just lower frame rate. It just something about it wasn't good, so.
Well, but
I have to try to get it, because I have faster internet now than
and
I had
also
before, so.
They only rolled that out not that long ago, so like more and more games are becoming a Microsoft Play thing where you can be able to like buy it on the Xbox and be able to play on your computer. So
right, but those are Microsoft games. That's the thing. Yeah, Microsoft Game Studios has to be associated with it, and they're not associated with that. So it's only exclusive titles like Forza and Gears of War and shit like that that are only for Xbox. So.
Well, we do have a list of topics just splayed out in front of us. So why don't you go ahead and take
promos away. And tokens, Arena, Unstable Lands, Pro Tour, and we're some other stuff.
Spoil all the rest of our cast.
Yep. All right, see you guys later. Bye! Welcome to 1-7-team. No. HasCon promos. HasCon is Hasbro's convention.
Yeah! Aptly described.
Did it. Guys.
I can't say the words how bad that description that was.
Convention.
So, there's these promos. There's three Magic the Gathering promos that are going to be non-playable, like different colored border, I'm pretty sure, as well. And they,
except for you're kind of wrong on one of them.
Okay. Well, what are they going to be played in?
Well, it is officially announced and shown that the sword... So the sword, is going to be in the Unstable set.
Oh. But it will be at CastCon as well.
Yes. But it will be in the Unstable set.
Ah, did not know this. Yes. Very good, very good. So, there you go. So there's three different things in there. There's one that's a Transformers card. There is one that is
fucking dinosaur,
a Dungeons and Dragons equipment card, which is the sword. Just like one of your sort of ice and fire and all that kind of shit. And fire and ice.
What it does?
Yeah, it gives a... Hold on. It gives a bonus in stats, but then it also... you roll a d20 every time you hit a 20, you repeat a process of making a 4-4 angel.
Okay, well, the process... First off, when you attack, you create a 4-4 flying dragon, I believe is also attacking. And then you roll a d20. If you roll a 20, you
repeat this process. Make another dragon and roll
the die.
I thought it was an angel, but it could be wrong.
No, I guarantee it's a golden dragon.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's a golden dragon.
So, yeah, you're right.
And the last one is a Nerf War. It's a Nerf product gun.
Yeah, it's one that you get to, like, you get to stand back. So, like, you play the card, you have to stand back, like, 3 meters, and you shoot a Nerf gun until the clip is empty at your opponent's library. And then every card that falls off from getting hit by the foam Nerf bullets or whatever, those get put in the graveyard or exiled or something like that.
Super Nerf gun mill.
Yeah, it is. Seriously.
It's three red
So you
red
hope
blue.
You just hit the bottom of it and somehow it just knocks it all over. And then
that's unfortunate that they're nerfing mill like that.
Oh.
That was good. So yeah, there's... and then the Transformers one is something to do with like Transformers vehicles and something else.
Yeah,
and he turns into a fucking T-Rex. Everything gets like +2, +2. And
I don't know. Michael Bay. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
But anyways, there are like,
explosions.
It's just idea Boom. That they wanted to have their Wizards of the Coast product, Hasbro being the parent company. They wanted to get in there and fucking have little collaborations between their other products that they sell. We all had like ideas. You know, we obviously thought like Transformers could definitely be one of them, but there's a lot of other products that could have been there. It could have been
My Little Pony.
Jinx, you owe me a pony. So like there's all kinds of shit that it could have been.
Well, I'll give you a Cumfield pony.
I mean, the equipment is cool. You know, I don't think you're gonna fucking roll a D20 and hit 20 all that often.
Hey, it's possible. Either way, you're still getting a 4/4 flying dragon attacking. Yeah. Golden dragon.
It's a golden dragon. So that is pretty cool. That is in the unset.
Still legit equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally like a 2 in 40 chance. But,
Hascon promos, you have to pay. How much is it? You have to pay like $600.
That's for like the exclusive. They give you a back massage and a.
But how do
you
I think that's part of
that. A bottle of Dasani water.
How do you get promos then? No, that bonus is part of that. The higher priced one.
So that means if you pay the regular Hascon price, they don't give one set to every person that enters Hascon.
Yeah.
You have to pay the bonus price to get those things. So $600 you get these promos.
So essentially, like these cards, I mean, the one we play will be rare and be collector expensive.
So fuck these cards.
But nobody wants them.
No.
Probably not. But I'm saying, well, at least they have a chance to be collector expensive.
I literally would like look at them in my binder, but I would not pay more than $10 a piece for them because like they're not going to mean anything to me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, look how cool that is.
But there's collectors out there that
for sure
people pay all kinds of money for those. The Christmas ones are just
see the problem. What you're saying is. I only care about the people in this garage, so that's the problem.
Well, we're also talking to an audience of other people.
I don't care about them. They're not in this garage. No. Unless they are. So, Corey, Niece, where are you?
We're selfish assholes, but it doesn't mean we can't speak to our viewers and other people who are listening.
If anybody's paying $600 to go to the HasCon just for those promos, just stop listening to this cast right now.
The guys from...
And give us some money.
Yeah, really.
So, also, they changed... F&M promos around from their standard, usually common or uncommons, like good standard. Like they had Aether Hub, they had Fatal Push, they have some other kind of like
mostly
good on paper but not good for the meta cards. There's a few of those too. But cards that, you know, they're not like just bullshit. It's not just literally like +2/+0 to a creature. You know, it's not the garbage shit. And they had like one per month, right?
Yeah.
And you play an F&M and you get, is it first place only or top something? Let's call it first place
only. Depends on the shop.
Yeah. Depends on the shop. Maybe how big the group is.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have that. They changed it around to now instead of having those, they have
foil double-sided tokens.
What'd you say?
Foil double-sided tokens.
That's the thing.
Which is exciting because we're a fan of tokens.
Yeah,
foil, and foil double-sided
tokens sounds awesome.
But
amazing.
As for, and also, was it full art lands? Foil art lands?
Or something like that.
Something fancy lands.
Problem is, we looked up this information like 3 weeks ago and we didn't pull it up right now to talk about it. So.
Yeah. So,
but
that's not like as great as, you know, once.
One of the biggest problems is that they just started getting good and they pulled away from us. Like when they announced Fatal Push, we were like, oh, fuck.
And even Aether Hub was like
Aether Hub,
was
oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Like they listened to our suggestions on our cast. We had that full discussion of what they're doing wrong with F&M promos. They're like, those guys
months.
Are right. We're going to do it fucking solid right now. And then let's do a Magic style one step forward, two steps back. Some people like it. It's made cool. But no more actual playable promos.
Well, the good thing is that you can now still get those level of promos, except they're going to be moving it to like a Saturday game day sort of function to where they're trying.
But it's mostly more competitive fucking gameplay
they
over an F&M casual feeling.
They want F&M to feel more casual and fun and friendly for the 11-year-old wolf tribal player.
Or the Hot Sauce Minotaur deck.
Yes, exactly.
No, the Festering Newt deck.
And so now, like I said, they're going to be...
I went 3-2, son. Festering Newt all day.
They're going to be...
I'm giving shit about Minotaurs, not Festering Newt.
They're going to be promoting these other promos on Saturday, so a lot of people feel slighted because they're like, you know, for the past 20 years, I've been playing FNM, and I've been getting these promos, and now, if I want these promos, I'm going to have to play on Saturday.
I mean, there's guys with literal license plates that read FNM player.
So like,
that's a thing.
So
those guys are gonna cry.
FNM is still gonna be FNM. It's just different promos. So what they're trying to do is kind of push the more competitive level players to play on Saturday and have FNM be more friendly and open to everybody. But it's like, do people really decide that they're going to play FNM because of the promos? No, they just play FNM because it's fucking FNM, so it doesn't really fucking matter. Like, when we went to go play that Tiny Leaders FNM, it wasn't because Path to Exile was the promo, it's because we wanted to go fucking play Tiny FNM Leaders. And Tiny Leaders, and we didn't care
what bring we got. Bring it up again, bro, whatever.
Yeah, any chance I can to bring it up. So that's what a lot of people are saying. Like, the promos aren't really driving people to play FNM. So to change it up to try and get more competitive people on Saturday, probably not going to work. But we'll have to wait and see. And, you know, Wizards is always shaking things up, so I'm sure in like 3 weeks it's going to be something
it'll
different.
It'll return to the old format.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now we're doing the lands and the tokens on Saturday, and then on Friday you're going to have to follow this, you're going to have to solve this puzzle, and then go down the street, and then go to the Arby's.
Yes, and then look under like the fifth sandwich, and then it's like, go back to the place.
Yeah.
So anyways, hey, tomorrow, I found this out today, I'm going to do a fucking escape room tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I got invited to an escape room. I'm like,
I really want the three of us to do that one day together.
Oh, it'd be great. We wouldn't solve it. Yeah, no, that's
I think we've got a good chance we all start yelling at each other, then that would be we fucked it up, you know? Because we're all smart enough to fucking figure it out together and get it done, but there'd be a lot of yelling and like, you're an idiot! And then time would run out.
And they're exactly. Like, just open the door and get them out of here.
Yeah. So I'll let you guys know. I'll let you guys know how it goes. So.
Nice.
But it's $18 person.
I like that.
Fair price. I'm down with that. Yeah.
So what else we got?
So, speaking of the lands, tokens, or promo channel now,
yeah.
Well, that'll lead me in my story about the lands for Unstable have been announced. And we've always had awesome full art, cool lands from the Unstable set, or the Unsets, excuse me.
Right.
But now, something kind of special here that Morrow wanted to do with the original Unset. What was that, 10, 15 years ago, original Unset came out?
Not a clue, actually. I have no
something
idea.
Like that. So he wanted to do what's going to happen in this set. And everybody, when they said it, like, everybody, like you're an idiot. That's not going to fucking work. You're like, for every reason, people, like, criticize him like a motherfucker for doing it. He got, like, all kinds of backlash from actual, from Wizards of the Coast for wanting to do it for some reason, and they gave him all kinds of shit. This is leading into it is, basically, Unstable lands will be full art, no border lands. There's going to be no border on this art. And one of the other best news about this, though, the man himself is doing the art for these lands. John Avon.
That's the original art. Ones, yes. The first full art ones.
The best art.
The ones that we have on our cast logo.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Righteous.
John Avon's lands, the original fucking full art lands from the Unset are just the tops, dude.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking great.
So, borderless John Avon lands, I'm fucking super excited for them.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I wonder how
expensive I will be drafting lands in the fifth slot.
Just yeah, no shit though. Seriously, you get it the pack and you're like,
oh, that's an island.
Only one of these cards is going to mean something tomorrow. I'll just pick them for first pack or pack one. No, not that. That's okay. Not what I'm trying to say. Why would you say that?
Because that's what I'm going to do.
No, all packs pick one. I'll do that for sure. Guarantee. If we all do it, then we all still get the best rare.
Yeah.
So who cares?
So is that the rule now? We open it, we just keep the land first, and then just draft the next card in the pack?
1,000%.
Okay, I'm down for that. That way nobody gets gypped and somebody's like, piling up the lands.
How much is a foil full art, actual foil art land going to be? A foil of that?
Borderless John Avon lands, I imagine expensive.
I imagine $60 for foils.
I know this is like raining on the parade, but I don't even care about like the Unset, and I'm sure it'll be goofy fun, but like, I just don't have wood for it at all. Like, I'm gonna draft it
and
with
that's
you guys.
Fine. I don't care because you're playing with us because you don't
have to check out.
I also don't care,
but I do. Lands, you guys dog. Love me enough.
Yeah, the full art lands.
Fucking full art lands. You love me enough and you know how excited I am about it.
I'm gonna like go through the whole draft and then like build a deck and everything, and then when we sit down to play, I'm gonna be like, I concede. And then go play MTGO.
I'm gonna punch you in the nutsack. Drag you by the nuts back over here, fucking Braveheart style.
You fucking guys. So all right, so
what do we got next?
What about Arena?
Ooh, so today, I think it was actually today.
Literally today.
Yeah.
Literal.
Literal.
It's about noon Pacific Standard Time.
So we got a tweet. I believe it was just from...
From Magic.
From Magic. Their actual... Magic Online? No, just regular just Magic. Like, anyways, they're like, hey...
Mothership tweet.
This is the new product that we're coming out with. Magic the Gathering. Magic, no colon, the Gathering Arena. End of fucking story. You'll hear more... When?
September 7th on Twitch.
Oh, it's that only 4 days?
From now?
Okay, that's not bad.
They're going to talk about it for 4 days.
No. September 7th on Twitch.
That's what I said.
Live
stream. Yeah, 1 month, 4 days.
Jesus Christ. Real information, September 7th on Twitch. There's going to be a live reveal and more info about the game of this digital product.
I thought it was September.
And it's going to give you information.
I'll be honest, I totally did.
Information. They also give you information on how to join the beta for it.
Okay, so I love this. I'm looking at the tweet, and then one of like the first comments is, Arena? You mean like the popular Hearthstone game mode? And then the first response to that is, Arena was the first ever MTG novel, and it's where Manic Crypt came from. So it's just like, this guy doesn't know shit about Magic and just got like put in his place. Oh, they're just copying Hearthstone. No, actually,
I bet you homie doesn't even play Magic, he only plays Hearthstone.
Yeah. So he just like...
Just keeps up to date with Magic's going to talk shit about it.
Got him shot the fuck down.
So you know how we're like all about like doing the little fucking sidebar and we always like go back on shit and we never fucking continue with anything for more than like 3 minutes? I'm going to do that again right now. So at work, I had a guy... I got a new apprentice, another apprentice, intros. Whatever. Gotcha. Yeah. At work, I got another apprentice and this guy... we're working together for like an hour or so and then he's like, so how do you spell your name? And I say however I spell it. I'm not going to tell you guys because my name. No, it's just Chase. So
on your Twitter,
I know. No, it's also we already talked about it a million times. Anyways,
God, you're so weird.
So he fucking he's
nobody cares about you. You're not special. Nobody's coming to kill you.
I'm going to cry.
If he was going to kill you, one of us is going to do it.
You're getting a divorce?
That's truth.
Right. Yeah, I'm good.
I love you. I love you. I just had to. I just had to.
Mad. That was so good.
You attacked me, bro.
That was
and
good.
My defenses
were up. No, it made me so happy, to be honest. It was like, I don't love Park, and it was great.
When you get a bullet in your gun, I mean, it's the first one you use. You yeah.
It just came to me, bro.
You don't go grab really the rake like, hammer.
Put the pop off down, bro.
That's how we talked about earlier when he left the room.
Oh.
Not the cuckolding thing. You missed another part.
Oh, damn, it's worse than that?
Yeah.
Good.
So go on.
Sex with my dead cat?
Close.
I love those lines.
Yeah, cool. I have sex with it. In front of her?
We're going to force feed your new cat all kinds of sweets to give it diabetes. So you have to give it its little time, too.
Those needles are cute, bro. I encourage it. Those little insulin bottles are adorable. Was that was it? That was good.
That was it. Okay, that was
I mean, it's a baseline. It's just...
I'd rather do that than you guys both plow my girlfriend in front of me. So that's fine.
And we're talking about our last episode.
You know what? I'm going to kill the cat. Insulin.
Kill the cat just in case.
We'll just get this out of the way. Nip it right in the bud.
Give it all kinds of medical issues. They pay all kinds of $1,000. It's only a 2-year-old cat or whatever. Yeah. And next 20 years, just spend all kinds of money on insulin.
Dead cats and having sex with my girlfriend
and divorce.
This guy was like, how do you spell your name? And I spelled it J-A-C-E. And he goes, huh. He's like, that's funny. I've only seen that name ever as a fictional character. And I'm like,
He's being coy about it.
All right. I'm like,
yeah,
all
yeah.
Right,
just
all
like
right.
The rest of us
where
do.
Where is it from? And he's like, Magic the Gathering. And I'm like, ah. Okay,
oh, you mean
okay.
The Unraveler?
Yeah.
Prince Prodigy?
I did make a regrettable Beldren joke within the same day. And I was like, fuck. So anyways, yeah, I was like, all right. That's cool. Like, I'm familiar with that. And then like 10 minutes later, I'm like, All right. Yeah. Now all the boys are away. Now we're on
dicks on the table. Here's
right, here
the
we
truth.
Go. It's funny. You could just be like, so about Magic Gathering, I literally have a podcast. About Magic like, we can go ahead and skip all the talks about what I like or don't like or how much I'm involved in it. We can just go right to the point. Say I have 160
way
episodes.
Too involved.
Yeah.
I have fucking Magic the Gathering.
I have 3 years and 3.5 years invested into a podcast.
I actually do have a girlfriend too.
And I have a girlfriend. Yes. Anyways, it's like,
and my tiny leader's deck is more than your more than your entire fucking collection. Okay, buddy.
Yes, that too.
You little shitty 21-year-old.
Exactly. That's all it was. Really, I'm like. By the way, literally have a podcast. Like, doesn't mean that I'm.
Don't tell anybody.
Doesn't. Yeah. Don't tell.
I'm
anybody.
Not telling you the title.
Oh, nobody else knows. Yeah. Nobody fucking has a clue. But anyway, so that we were talking about some shit, and this guy, luckily, he knows his shit, and I brought up the example with Nikes. I told him before the podcast. I'm like, what is like a type of phrase you would use to talk about a card that would be like, oh, he knows Magic the Gathering? Like, you would say a certain key words that would be like, ah, oh, this guy's not a casual. This guy, like, totally and literally knows his shit.
Yeah, he didn't build
it. He got it, by the way. And I've got it within three guesses. Yeah. And I was like, I thought it was going to be like a never
guess. One of those moments where you just fucking blank with the spotlight on.
Yeah.
But I know exactly.
So you said, you were saying Converted Mana, you said CMC.
I said CMC. Oh,
CMC stands for it. I'm like, that's close.
Because what card were you talking about? You mentioned a card.
To the face.
To the face, yeah. No, I only mentioned, no, I didn't say anything yet.
Okay.
Oh, I said get it. No, that was afterwards. Nope, can't do that.
Okay, so anyways. I said CMC or...
And then, yeah, and then you said, God, what did you... Oh, you said Azorius?
Like, oh, yeah, Azorius.
And I'm like, these are all good answers. But it was generic mana.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my
like,
third.
So this, he's like, my commander, it's two generic and one blue. And I'm like, you just did it.
There it is.
You literally just said the thing that only happened a year ago. And you moved it into, like, this conversation. Like, this is, I already know you're not a casual player.
Yeah.
You could just literally, you would just say, like, oh, it costs, like, two and a blue or, you know...
But that, one blue you, mana you couldn't, plus like, two. You couldn't like necessarily just you know discern that they wasn't a casual player by saying two and a blue.
No, I'm just saying the way he
but
was
you
saying
could,
yeah, like, you're just saying like, you're just
it you could like, certify exactly, that he wasn't just
it was
a
like
casual.
Talking to us. Yeah, as far as like the description of the game, I'm like this guy knows what's up.
Because usually when like my coworkers in the past at previous jobs or whoever I talked to, they're like, oh yeah, you know, I used to play Magic back in the day, you know, I had like a dragon deck and like, you know, it's yeah, like they fucking never really play, they just like played once or twice
yeah,
back in the
stuff.
Day
like how I originally played in 96 for like, you know, a couple months,
of course, most so people
exactly.
I played also, but I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah,
me too.
My deck's gone. I don't even know where the hell that shit is.
I didn't even own any cards. Yeah, you know?
So God, along that point, he was just saying other like card names, like saying them in the correct pronunciation.
Okay, something like that.
A great example of how to say pronunciation.
The fact that you fucked up on that word.
It was
you weren't
planned.
Very, you weren't really vigilant.
I had to fucking get up and run away from the table.
That was good.
He's so embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm super red. He was talking about Dark Steel Forge, and I'm like, nobody knows what that card is. Like, you obviously know what's going on with Magic. Like, I don't even need to fucking, you know, so.
But we're not going to invite this guy.
No,
to
he's 21 years old.
Yeah.
And we're, that,
we're
that's basically
not.
Telling
so
me.
So he's just, he's a SJW millennial, just guaranteed no matter what.
I mean, I'll meet him at a store to play. I will not, like, bring him to one of our homes for intimate lovemaking.
Yeah.
That, which we... We do through Magic.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my question to you is, what about me thought you could trust me to invite me over?
What about you?
Well, it wasn't very long since I was discovering that we were both nerds that you invited me to come guest in the cast, come hang out, and learn how to play Magic.
Oh, this is like the question of, what did I see in you? Why did I invite you over?
But you weren't.
How did you see trust in me?
I knew that if we got in a fight, I'd win.
I mean, you know.
See, but this guy's young and spry. He'll kick his ass.
My ass.
He'll fucking ninja stomp him.
Exactly. No,
he'll dab him to fucking death.
To be honest, God. I don't remember things and stuff about my life, so I can't say.
I just remember they talked you up a lot, and when I met you, I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I was.
Who was they?
Thoroughly.
Yeah, who's they?
You and fucking Reich.
I doesn't know him.
No, I knew Reich way less.
It's my job.
Yeah.
So Reich met him before I did?
No.
Yes.
How?
Yes.
How? But how? Yes, but how?
But through playing, like before.
Did he show up a day when me and him were playing at his house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, before I met you, Reich met you.
Okay.
It was 100% because they were both talking you up, and then I remember just being like crushed. No, we went out to smoke a cigarette, and then I was like, man, they really talked you up, and I just like talked shit right off the bat. I was like, man, this is really disappointing.
Was it to me or to
no,
them?
No, it was to you.
Yeah.
To your face. It was like within 10 minutes of
and
meeting
that's
you.
Became best friends.
Yeah, and like nobody else was around, so like if you took offense to it, I'd just be like, well, this is awkward now.
Okay, so you're doing your version of the big orange head in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
To me.
It's
okay.
Great.
Okay. I remember us laughing right when you said
I kinda wonder like what about I mean I just think that I was probably let me try to be honest and think about what it really was.
You were trying to fill a void from
it was probably just leaving. You were the first person I met that was outside of my friends that like played Magic and were similar ages and like looked similar and had similar like interests. Like, you know, you had your fucking Left 4 Dead tattoo, and I'm like, well, that's got to be enough right there, right? It can't be like, we can't be that fucking far off base here. So, you just, It's funny because the more you hang out with people, the more like you become each other, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny because you were obviously a little too much for me to handle. You know what I mean? In the beginning, like not reading the room properly type stuff. And that's fine. Well, yeah. We already talked about this shit. Yeah, so yeah. Water under the bridge. It literally wasn't even a big deal at the time. But I was just like, that was the biggest point of like it maybe not working out. And then like for like at least 2 years now, there's none of that exists. I don't even think of it. It's just literally we're just buddies. So it doesn't have there's nothing like that at all. You know what I mean?
It's part of that first point of like me like being around those other people that you know that I don't know yet, where you're kind of slightly worried about introducing somebody new to a group. And then me being over the top in that moment, it's like, oh, why did I bring this embarrassing guy around? I can get that. Right. I remember that day, and I definitely overdid it that night.
Right, right. And it's definitely not like we can't handle, obviously, you know us. There's not much to say. We can obviously handle what you throw at us, but it's the, like I said, it's reading the room.
Yeah.
Specifically, like, at that moment, is this the good time for this, or this is a bad time for this? So, that's all it was. And I think that you probably just were used to more like people have how you were then, so it's just like, that's just literally what you're used to. Like, you had... Yeah. 20 friends and they were like all in that ballpark
to a point and then you like, meet, I'm still
there's the what's the fucking
to a point above a level
Venn diagram is that where the bubbles cross each other that's what it, that's all it was so now we're in the middle but before it was like alright we got some in common for sure but we're on two different sides of it or whatever
a little bit
funny though
and like you know then that much more playing off of where I don't really give too much unless I actually care about somebody or not that I was like going there not trying to embarrass you or something like that. I was just being myself and I didn't give a shit about people's opinion.
I didn't care about those people, by the way. I didn't know that either. I understand.
So afterwards, I felt embarrassed. I was like, well, I overdid it, and I know I overdid it. But at the same time, like, only reason I felt bad about it was because I felt like it offended you in a little sense of a little ways, just because of dealing with me in that moment.
Right.
But to a point where only because of you I cared about, the fact that I overdid it around those people, like, I didn't give a shit because
I didn't either. It just show...
I give it
anyways,
to you.
Anyways, I don't
even... We're on the same plane here. Yeah,
exactly. So, this, by the way, this is this whole heart-to-heart we're having right now for the past 2 minutes is I invited him to go out to dinner and a bonfire, and then he basically got loaded.
Yeah, I told him that's a joke. And
yeah, he told a joke that, like, he didn't read the room. The people were, like, not down with our humor. And to be honest, the joke wasn't even funny. So, but it was just one of those things where everyone around was like, oh, okay. And you did drop the N-bomb in a BJ's restaurant, chain restaurant.
Yeah, well, that was part of the joke.
Yeah, I know. But we were all like, fuck, like, we're in a restaurant, and he's being loud, like, oh, shit. So... Once again, I'm not going to offend me. That's fucking great. But I was like, oh, homie is going for it right now. Homie is getting it. Full on, just like, hey, guys, here, you know my name. I know yours. N-word. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Yeah. So
that was my version of Big Orange Head.
It's kind of fun to talk about now, though.
Yeah.
There's literally, because that's what happened. You were like there for 5 minutes and it's like, N-word. And we're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It scared me. Stop. Yeah. So.
I wanted to be past it, though.
Yeah, they were there. No, they're all dude. They're kind of douchey people.
Yeah, well, that's kind
Colin's
of
Colin's not though. No, obviously. Colin, yeah, Swirl's the man.
And Raheem was there too. And those
Raheem was there. Yeah.
And so the fact that I knew he wasn't gonna be offended by that joke because we had talked a little bit before, I knew he was fine.
Yeah.
So like that's another reason. Hey,
listen, everyone out there, listen. And if you are of a non-white race, that's totally great. And anyways. It's nothing to do with anything. You know what I mean? We're not fucking racist. We can give a shit.
Jokes are jokes.
But I never... Also, I say the N-word now sometimes in like, you know, behind closed doors. But I never did up until I met my black roommate because he would just drop that. Once we were roommates, he would just drop that shit nonstop. And I'm like, well, God damn it. Yeah. You're not going to make me say it now.
How you talk about, like, you know, become friends with somebody, you kind of come to it a little bit. Like, you know, I don't say a lot often either. But at the same time, like, I had coming through the work, the industry jobs. Like, there's several other black guys I'm pretty good friends with. In the same kind of situation, you start to like be a little more comfortable and saying different jokes and like not caring that much more and joke around other guys. And like when I worked at the first bar, when I got there, I started working in the keg room. Like, I, you know, kind of from the get go, made it the if you can't handle the heat, get out of the fucking kitchen room. Like,
everything
fucking went no holds barred. Anything racist, anything you want to say to me, anything I was going to say to you, if you couldn't handle it, that's fine.
I think don't walk in the keg room.
All this is our room, this is my room. We're going to talk shit in here, and nobody's going to be offended. If you don't like me, you're offended, don't walk in this room.
I think that
it was
all,
a basic rule, and so all of us got really close that way.
I think all of our listeners are going to be like on board with this and not be like worried or offended or something like that. But it's always like you got to make sure you're around the right people. Because even the guy that would be offended by you saying it, if you got to know him, he wouldn't be offended anymore. Like, it's just like that.
Sometimes.
You have to be closer.
But that's kind of my point where I don't like people in general. I like people on a person-to-person base. The masses, I don't give a shit about. I really don't. People, like, I don't go to institutions hating anybody. But I'm gonna test it if I want to put any effort into knowing you pretty early, because I like to say shit. And I don't fucking care about people's feelings and their safe spaces. I don't care. I really don't. So I'm gonna make that offensive joke or see and just gauge how you're at.
Yeah.
Like this one guy, Percy, who started working. He was a friend. Remember that guy's kind of like somewhat mentoring, or whatever. It was his good friend who got him the job at Barley Mash, where he was working or anything. And the first night he started working there, me and him were talking like right away within 5 minutes. Like he's a big black guy. I was like, we and him are gonna be freaking cool. And right away, as I'm about to make a joke to him, he calls himself Grape Ape. And I'm like, okay, well, you win. I can't say anything more than a big black guy calling himself Grape Ape. Like, you win. We're cool. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You're the type of guy who can take a joke like that on himself. You're my kind of guy. So, like, I'm going to make that offensive joke. It's my big orange head version. And see if you can fucking handle the joke and go from there. If you can't, then we're not friends anymore. I don't care.
About the N-word, we're going to that right now.
Oh, jeez.
Once again, Knife said he left to go pooper, whatever the hell. Push his pooper in his butt with his wet naps.
Didn't bring my beer back to me.
I also couldn't say the word cunt. Until I was like a late teen or whatever, and it's just like a word. The word didn't feel like coming out. I just felt like I was hurting myself and saying it. But then you know, you just date some cunts and it's okay.
Woo! See you next Tuesday.
That's
a good end of the episode right there. We can move right on.
What else we got?
So we've covered the N-word, we've covered cunt. I don't really want to talk about the Pro Tour very much. I want to talk about one thing of the Pro Tour. Two things, I guess. Mono Red, surprise, surprise. They got the right fucking cards printed.
Runa map. Means
Mono Red is going to fucking... Any aggro deck that's going to be a breakout deck is going to win the fucking Pro Tour.
So there was four or five?
Six red decks.
There was one...
One splashing black, but the rest of them were just all
and then
five.
There was one zombie deck, and then there was counters.
Black-green constrictor deck. The snake deck.
The one that gives plus one counters?
Yeah. There's no...
Oh, so the counters deck that I just said.
Oh, I thought you meant like... Like red, like I thought you were talking about like blue red.
Oh, no.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So,
Hazel's description is how it's described, by the way. I get what you're saying, but it is called the green black snake.
Yeah, I know what it's called.
Deck. Okay. Anyways, that was the fucking thing. Red was crazy, more or less, you know, but we always see breakout aggro decks win the Pro Tour or get like very good results it's like fresh.
More often than not.
Yeah. More often than not, yes. The mono red aggro is a thing at the Pro Tour.
And the other two decks were still aggro decks. So like it was Nicol Bolas had no chance, you know what I mean? Mill had no chance, whatever else was going on. There was even like this more like tempo-y type like white blue monument deck, which is like aggressive in the sense that it's like unrelenting but not fast.
The one that's just going wide and
so going super wide and super value and drawing cards and shit. Still, it was too fast for those decks. So there's that. That's kind of what it was, and that's what you're looking for all the spikes and all that shit. The other thing though is there was that fucking punt of all punts.
I haven't watched the video yet. I know people are like giving shit to Magic because they kept replaying the video and reposting. Like, come watch one of the most epic mistakes ever to happen to Magic. I'm like, I never watched the video because I don't know.
Can I tell you how it goes?
Please do. I mean, I'll watch it eventually, but I'd rather hear from your take on it because...
I mean, like, all right, just first of all, like... No,
that's fine.
I'm
just joking. Go ahead.
They can repost...
Fucking say it, dude.
Come on.
Hurry up. You're talking too much, Mr. Villagers.
Sometimes I touch myself and I think of your mom. They can repost it as much as they want. You know, like ESPN fucking has the, you know, bloopers or best of or top 10 whatever.
It doesn't bother me, but we're living in a SJW fucking world right now. And so people are like, oh,
SAW?
SJW fucking world right now. That? Social Justice Warriors, the fucking lebdards.
Oh, okay.
That are too far to the left. Who care about everything. The Z's.
I don't.
Gotcha. I know what you're saying.
I don't recognize that as a thing.
I don't either.
Even on one. That's what I was saying. Is like people are like giving him shit. Like, why do you keep replaying this? This guy already had a hard moment. He lost Pro Tour Christmas. Like, oh, leave him alone.
Well, he shouldn't.
He fucked up. He should learn his goddamn lesson and feel his pain so he doesn't do it again. Okay.
Well, it's not so much that, but like if you're willing to be on coverage, then whatever you do on coverage is fucking licensed to fucking use it however they want.
So, homie is playing red versus red, and he had
Hazoret.
He had Hazoret on the battlefield, right? And he had one card in hand, which was Collective
Defiance.
Defiance, thank you.
Which is a sorcery.
So he was going to use the... Basically, Escalate. His opponent was at 11. And so he and was tapped out and had his creatures tapped out. He had 11 with a 5-4, you know, dude on the battlefield. So he has 5 damage that they know he's getting in or whatever. And he has 3 damage in his hand, so that's 8. So he's like, all right,
The only card I can, and he had five mana. He didn't have enough for another Collective Defiance draw. He's like, the only card I can draw is the Lightning Strike, but the Sorcery Speed one, the Exiles, what is that called?
Abade?
No,
that's only the creatures.
This one is like literally, it's like three to player or...
Yeah, we know. We know what it is.
We all got it. If it dies, it's exiled instead. So anyways, so it's also a Sorcery Speed. One in a red, three damage to the face. And so if he draws that, he wins. If he draws anything else, there's no other creature, hasty spell, no shock, no other thing. He doesn't have enough mana. None of that shit will happen. So he fucking draws the card and he puts it behind the Collective Defiance. And then you see him slowly slide it out. And there it was, the fucking card that we're talking about.
I'm really interested in how he fucking.
And so he fucking he gets it, and he's like, "Okay, so I'm gonna demonstrate exactly what happened. Here's my phone right here. Oh, no. Here's Hazoret.
Oh no!
He fucking does this, and he goes, and he taps it like this. He goes to like combat.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
and he literally he looks at it. He fucking see him jump in the air and literally like grab his hand and he turns Hazoret sideways. And then he pulls it back and he's like, oh no! And you see him like grab his headphones and he's freaking the fuck out. And it's, so to describe this to the viewers out there, listeners out there, or viewers,
what an asshole.
That thing cannot attack unless it has one or less card, you have one or less card in hand. And he had one card in hand in the beginning, he drew the second card, that thing is not allowed to attack. When you reach for, put your hand on your card and you go to tap it, that means you have declared attackers. And you have moved past your main phase.
Combat.
And now, because you are in your attack phase, you can no longer cast the sorceries in your main phase, which means that he's in combat with a creature that's not allowed to attack, and then when he goes to his second main, which has to happen afterwards, all he can do is six damage to the face, and that's it. So he had literally the win.
Has he killed himself? Has he killed himself yet for being so stupid?
I don't even know. So he did that. He, like I said, it all happened in less than a second. He fucking grabs the card, and he puts his hand out, taps Hazoret, pulls it right back, and goes, oh, fuck! And that was it. And he left it.
Worst possible way.
He left the table.
You get the windmill slam card, and you kick yourself out
of the first place of a pro tour. He came back, and then he's just staring at the judges like, what? So what is it? What's the call? And everyone's like, you know, LSV and Sutcliffe are like, oh my god, like, oh no, he just lost the fucking... And it was so... Now to back up, it was... The matches was 2-2. Two wins. This is game 5. This is the semifinals. So this is to get into the finals. And this guy had it, and he would have been in the finals, but instead the other guy got in the finals.
And won.
And then he won the finals, and because of those two things, he was player of the year and knocked someone else out of the player of the year spot. So this guy's mistake affected a guy to win, call it $50,000 instead of getting fucking $4,000 or whatever. It affected his points where he had to win both matches to become player of the year.
I'm so happy right now.
It was fucking crazy. So like watching
it. I'm so glad I heard you describe it rather than watching it.
Oh, it's fucking gold. Gold.
Yeah, the ripple effect from it like reached even beyond like the player of the year. It was just like, that was fucking
massive. And the guy knew what card he was looking for, and he slowed it. Oh, that's exactly the card I needed to draw. And he fucking punted it. Punted that shit into another stadium.
No, funted it works too. Fucking punted. We went on with the flamble and the fucking.
He funted it up.
Flying
dude.
Fucking. So.
Yeah. I think that's episode.
Funting is a good word too.
I think it's episode 117.
I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I think it's it. Let's not say any more bad things. We'll punt more if we fucking keep talking. We'll punt it up.
What an asshole.
So yeah, that was pretty epic though. So the mono red deck, there, it's not too bad to watch, you know. It's fine. It's like watching a Tarka, basically. Let's say this, if they had Hazoret, dude, that card is way too hard to get rid of. Hazoret is like Grasp of Darkness or fucking bust, bro. Like that shit.
You play the God Exile card, I'm just saying.
What's that?
You put the God Exile
card. Yeah, there are a couple other ways to do it actually, but still it is fucking difficult as shit.
Trial of Ambition and just make them sack it.
I mean, you can play Cast Out. There's all kinds of shit, but still, in the meta right now, it was like,
well, I'm just saying, fuck, it was hard to kill it. I'm naming like five things.
There was like, but there's so minus all the removal spells that have the correct text to kill it. There are no other cards.
That dies a dude like, oh fuck.
Yeah. So.
So, I guess that's it for episode 117. We were supposed to be featured on a new website, but who knows what the fuck is going on with that. So, fuck those guys who are making it. They're a bunch of... let's just say they're fucking... They're punting right now. They're fucking punting. They're funting.
They're funting.
They're funting it up right now.
Funters.
Fucking funters.
Goddamn fuckers.
And, so in lieu of that exciting news that we've been teasing for, you know, three or four episodes, we have some other possible changes to come to the cast, and I really hope they happen because it's going to be real fun. Real fun times for you and your mom listening to the cast together driving to Wiener Schnitzel. It's going to be a great time. Because that's what our listeners do. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. So
the hot dogs.
Yeah, because the, yeah.
I like the corn dogs better there, but.
You know what's really
corn
good?
Corn dogs there are outstanding.
Yeah, that's
it's
the one thing.
Ice cream.
It's like the, I think that's the only reason it's like survived.
The vanilla ice cream?
Lie. Okay, not that, but okay. The fucking thing that they dogs. Blend together with like the fucking
the hot
Reese's
dog
peanut
meat
butter.
The milk
is that good?
Or whatever. It's so good.
Hmm.
Why? It's like a Freezy or something like that, or one of those.
Did you ever have
names?
Those? They had like the McDonald's version of those. The fucking
yeah, it's like one of those. But yeah. This one tastes better.
Okay, yeah. I was not aware.
I didn't know they had that either.
I just know like
they don't have the Reese's one at McDonald's
the,
anymore.
The softness and the just creaminess of the vanilla ice cream.
Let's feed him to his new cat.
Is this one is way thicker. But if you like that, thick. Then I understand.
Okay,
the how are we all on Frosties? We like Frosties here.
Yeah. The Wendy's Frosties?
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
I mean like Frosty, like where you put your dick in a freezer for 24 hours and you have sex with a woman and you come out really icy cum.
Ooh.
It's called a Frosty. It's like a cum shot. It's like a cream pie, but it's a Frosty instead.
Okay.
It's called the Sub-Zero.
You come in an ice tray, you freeze the cum. And
but
then
first,
you
like first you come out like you're hot because you're sexually charged. You come out with like a scorpion. Get over here.
Yeah.
And then you Sub-Zero come on her face. With
right.
The, with
and
your
then she
semen.
Slips and falls down into it and is immediately frozen onto the ground.
Yes.
Fatality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice Age.
Whoopsie.
That's how that movie ended.
Alternate
yeah.
ending.
Okay. Yeah. Alternate.
After the credits. Do you guys say after the credits?
Missed it, dude. Should have waited. Should have waited. It was epic.
They're like, it ain't no Marvel movie. I'm not staying. But the cum shot was pretty marvelous.
Yeah, marvelous.
And
that's it. We're just gonna fade it out. Hey,
check out Cool Games Inc. Cool Games Inc.
Cool Games Inc. podcast. Let's they're amazing.
Out. Let's get them to sponsor us.
They would. Yeah, they might. Fuck, now. They might. I don't.
They
even
might,
know.
Dude.
What else do you, what do you want to do? Outros? What do you want to
oh,
do?
Oh, yeah, just say our names.
Oh.
Oh, look at that part.
Yeah, because one time I forgot to do it, and oh. Soen Crow almost shit his mind out onto the table.
Well, was I wrong?
Yes. Maybe
the,
no.
The shitting part.
Care. Yeah.
But, well, you didn't have much to shit out, because I'm saying you have a small brain. Anyways, I'm Knife City.
Oh, my turn? Soen Crow. Small brain, sorry.
Oh, my turn? Small brain. That's my name.
Small brain
Don't
sauce.
Wear it out.
The sweetest of the sauces.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall, and this girl comes up, and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m., I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my